spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Things are rolling here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope so anyway. I hope you're doing well, wherever you're joining us from. Good to have you with us, whether you're joining us live or on DLive, redeyes.tv/live, maybe on VK or Twitter or any of those ways. Or maybe you're joining us later on in the archives, of course. We do go up in a couple of places, despite YouTube bans and stuff like that. We're still ticking along here on Red Eyes, proving, in fact, that we do not need to be hinging our success on hostile platforms run by Google, one of the most evil companies in the world. We can succeed without, and we're, of course, very thankful to platforms like BitChute, Library, but also VK, of course. But then on the side of all of those, we do run our own ship, so to speak, here, redeyes.tv, of course, but also redeyesmembers.com, our members' website, where we upload everything. We host everything ourselves there. We do exclusive stuff just for members, so special shout out and nod, as always, of course, to our members out there. Good of you to join us here today. Lana, you over there?
Hey, I'm here.
Howdy.
It's one of those kind of off-kilter days, but I think it's going to be fixed here tonight.
Some days are like
that. Some days you just wake up and just something's just off, you know? And no matter how hard you try, it doesn't, like, fix itself.
Yeah, the only thing you can do is just
go back.
Just do it. Just get to work. Do what you need to do, and you know, stop thinking about it, because it just gets better. I sometimes you just gotta get your mind off of the stuff, right?
Yeah, and sometimes you can't. So
right, but if you do a show and do a live stream and stuff, then you're kind of forced to go into a different frame of mind. That's what I mean.
Kind of breaks you out of that.
I've noticed that too. It was like when you do, just do an interview or a show or something like that, you feel much better.
Yeah, it can kind of shake you out of a funk sometimes when you're in it.
Of course, exactly.
Hey. I do want to give a special thanks though to Andrew in Florida. If you're watching, he sent a very generous donation.
Thank you, Andrew.
So I just wanted to publicly say,
of course,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Really appreciate that. And just big shout out to everybody who sent, whether you've sent through snail mail or email or whatever. We read everything. We have not yet had time to give back to everybody.
I love opening up letters and reading letters.
Absolutely. I mean, thank you for that. We had a couple of good... I got to look at this one, for example. Really talented people here. Check out this one. Do you guys recognize the design?
Berserker. It's on my T-shirts.
It's on the T-shirt design that we did.
Exactly. Onesies, yeah.
Really cool stuff. This is from... Fest, it says on the back background there. I'm not going to say your first name in case, but out of... What is that? Minnesota? MN Minnesota,
oh, cool.
Right?
Yeah, that's Minnesota.
So, it's awesome. Fest, Minnesota. Thank you. That's
what do you call really those cool. When they burn it on
etching,
there?
Etching or what do you...
I don't know. It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very good. Falcon MT, shout out to you as well. Really cool stuff. Sending these really nice decorative cards and stuff like that. Thank you, man. Really appreciate that. We've gotten three of these from you, I think. And I don't know if there was anything in there, but I noticed two times it's happened that not yours specifically, but one for you, Falcon, that it's been open.
Snail mail, yeah.
And
thieves.
Another one was, I forget who sent that, but it was it was in a plastic little
Yeah, we're
container.
Sorry. Looks like someone USPS. Got into your mail and stole what was inside, but we really care. It was wrapped in plastic. We care, but now, we want to let you know.
Now, the intended delivery of the sub was still actually in there, so that was
not
stolen.
Yeah, that actually made it,
so it's good. Anyway, thank you, man, to you as well, and there's many more. We have to go through these one day, and I realize... we're not going to have time to do it in the beginning today if we're going to get to some of the topics. So sorry, guys, for that. But just, you know, thank you. We're getting all of your mail. So thank you so much for that. Yeah. I really appreciate it. But yes, we'll definitely, I promise that, and I will set up a time for I think we'll do a call-in show in the beginning of that. We can do some of that. Just some shout-outs.
And also, you should mention Subscribestar. We are right on there now. Yep. And so we have a couple tiers. One way that people can subscribe, you know, for our member site is through that way, through the first tier. And then the second tier, I know you had plans for that, right? You want to do some kind of special call-ins and whatnot for that tier. We're still kind of figuring that out.
Exactly. I still want to kind of try to wrap my hand around there a little bit, because I also don't want to, if there are current members that would like, you know, get in on that, or people that have sent a generous donation or something, I would include them in that too. So I just have to kind of figure out how to do that, how to merge together those, you know, tiers or whatever. Yes, but it's, yeah, a little extra donor kind of tier there. But yeah, but anyway, you can get a membership through Subscribestar. That's that, really.
Just another way to support us as we're being sabotaged in all the different avenues, so that we can kind of spread it out a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, right. Spread the eggs out.
Spread the eggs out, eh? So what do you think of the Boomer show, last one you did? 30 Year Boomer?
He said he was kind of embarrassed and thought he can do better, that he had mild autism or something. I thought he did fine. But it's hard, you know, to do an interview. A lot of people think, you know, they watch all these interviews, and then when it's time to be interviewed, they can kind of freeze up a little bit. You forget, you know. Oh, shoot.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
My camera's on me right now.
Yep.
You know?
Even if it's not live?
It takes a little bit of practice being comfortable with that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Even if it's not live. Hey, let me do a couple of these I saw over on. Do you want to take those Entropy stream, Lana?
I don't have that yet.
You want to have that up? Okay, let me do those then, ladies and gentlemen. It's right up where are we, right up on that side up there. EntropyStream.live/RedIceTV. That's one way to join in through super chats if you feel so inclined today. The other way, of course, is DLive.TV/RedIceTV. We read out from diamonds and up, but we do very much appreciate both lemons and ice creams and all the support you guys send over there. So thank you so much. It just we can't mention them all, because that's the only thing we'd cover here and talk about. But we do appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. Over on Entropy Stream, I saw that Cuck Free Zone for 25 says, any idea where all the white positive women who want to create a family are? ?
There are a lot of them are around. They don't even know it yet.
You have to
make it happen.
If you reverse the hate and hostility and racism that they've been taught to feel against themselves if they're white, then you will have turned them into a white positive human
exactly.
being, right?
No, exactly. It's possible.
Of course, I get what you're saying, Cuckfree Zone, but. I wouldn't be able to point a place on a map. I wish it was that simple and say, here they are, just go there and we'll sort it out. We've talked
They're
about it a couple
around.
Of times, and we have we have some little networking and connections going on and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we've been, you know, at least you very much so have been able to kind of connect a couple of people. And
yeah, and like I said, I meet a lot of younger girls all the time, and most young girls, they want a family, and a lot of the cute white girls that I talk to that I know aren't self-hating. I mean, people that I've met outside of what we do. There's actually surprisingly a large amount of girls in their early 20s and in their 20s who are hip to what's going on with the anti-white agenda. So you just have to start asking girls out and find out. That's what I say. It's the first move. If you're attracted to someone... You gotta ask them out first, you know?
Yeah, you said that the other day. And if you don't feel confident enough for that, then you just have to fake it, basically. Just fake it. Just play a role, and then eventually that will become habitual, and you'll get into that kind of thing.
She might be at the grocery store. She might be at the post office. You know, you have to keep your horizons open. It can't just be you meet online or at a club or a bar. That's like the worst place to meet someone.
Exactly. Probably. So, well, of course. I mean, whatever kind of religious thing that you're into, that's always a good, whether it's a church or any other kind of gathering and stuff like that. I mean, there's always opportunities, but it's hard. I get it, Cuckfree Zone.
I couldn't imagine dating
hard
in this day and age.
Jeez. Yeah.
It was easy for you. I just wrote you and you're like, come over.
Of course. But also, I didn't put myself out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like doing stuff and being public, of course, but for three, four years before you wrote me about, that was about doing a music project together, though, but not anything related directly to Red Ice. But anyway, sometimes I guess that's my point. You have to just kind of get, you know, do, I think, okay, I don't want to be too deep on this here, but when you start doing what you're meant to do, then
the ladies will, be
more,
will follow.
Yeah, there will be more.
They feel it.
If you know what I'm saying.
When you're in your zone, and you're in the right place doing what you're good at. Yeah. You know,
put yourself out there, do what you're meant to do. And that could just mean professionally too, work related or whatever. You know, but
that's why generally men don't have a hard time finding a good woman later on when they're successful, because women are more drawn to that, right? Guys that have their stuff
together. They're all gold diggers. What can I say?
Some of them are, and you got to look out for those hosts.
MP, sorry, Cockfree Zone, for not being like a super specific, but it's a hard question. It's something we keep in mind. And we have some ideas, too, of future regions here. We'll keep you in the loop on that. MP for 10 says on Entropy Stream, do you know Aaron Cleary? I've recognized that name, actually, but he's from the Manosphere, but he seems like an interesting person to interview. Aaron Cleary, I've heard the name many times.
Yeah,
actually.
It sounds familiar.
So it's like MRA or something, I guess, like the men's rights activist group or something. I'll look into it, MP. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Okay. So should we do a couple of the DLive ones here too? And then we'll dive into the topics, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of things
Millie
lined up
Weaver
here today.
Being arrested. Not sure if it's
crazy stuff. Yeah, a lot of crazy stuff.
Lord
Aragon with the diamonds says, remember my 3-month membership and rip cannon. Renewed my 3-month membership and rest in peace, Canon. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Welcome to the membership. Thank you for being continued members, I should say, because of your renewal. Awesome, Lord Aragon. Thank you. Homeland with the diamond, no message. Thank you. New DeLorean resubbed for a month on DLive. Thank you. Dig Two Graves with a diamond says it's okay to be wholesome. Indeed. Thank you, sir. And here we go. Big Spender, Sign Wolf with a ninjette. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you. Awesome, man. Thank you. He says, missed saying Hail Red Ice for your 88th episode, Hail Victory. Well, thank you.
You can say it now.
You can say it now. Yeah. That's right. We're at episode 89 today. Thank you, Sign Wolf, so much for your support. Really appreciate it. Expose the Nose with a diamond. It's good to see you again. You are the best. Well, thank you. Good to have you here. What do we have here? Our Lives Matter with the Ninjagini. Thank you. Appreciate that. Really like the JQ101 video in the member section. Looks like Occidental Observer has been shut down.
Oh, really?
Really?
Like a web host type thing?
Occidental, I did not know that. We have to look into. I've not heard about that. Horrific if that's true. But we have seen things like that where the web host just pulls.
Yeah, VDare was the last one. And they had the same web host for like 25 years. And then just like, yeah, screw you. Thank you for 25 years.
I can't access that right now. So something is going on. Okay, I'll reach out to Kevin and ask what's going on with that. But we're seeing more and more shit like that. It's incredible. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, our loss matter. I appreciate that. Thank you for the Ninjagini. We'll follow up on that. Have more on that soon here. Scuba Slayer with a diamond says, Swede, why is girl with the dragon tattoo so wrong/right? I think it's very right.
I hate
it's
that
so
movie.
Wrong.
I hate
it's
it.
It's so wrong on every. It's basically like complete reversal. The guy who wrote it is an open communist. He even helped to set up the version of like ADL/SPLC in Sweden called Expo.
Yeah.
Who's been like running around and sniffing our butts forever and like trying to find out way this and that and talking shit and writing things and, you know, anyway. A bunch of freaks. He was the founder of that. What's his name again?
What's the big hype of that series? That book
it's so dark
and, they
and
made
it's
that
Nazis
girl look
and
to-
fascists.
Terrible.
And it, but the point is, it's a complete reversal. Like, we basically have a full socialist Marxist takeover of our governments. Those are the ones who control the institutions. And then this communist shows up and writes this piece about
Nazis.
How it's really these fascist, racist Nazis bigots
Swedish
that you have to look out for.
Basements.
Yeah, right. They rape this girl. But I hate it. I could spend a lot of time on it, but it's complete garbage. It's completely upside down. Complete propaganda works. That's what it is. Thank you, Scuba Slayer. Spencer the First with the diamond. Say hails to Henrik, Lana, and chat. Happy Friday, all. Happy Friday, Spencer. Good to see you here. Thank you. Conrad Curse with the diamond says, hope all are well on this Friday. Thank you, Conrad. Good to see you as well. Spencer again with the diamond. This canon thing makes me want to Fed post hard. We'll talk about some of that a little bit later. And it has managed to get out there a bit more. First, I thought no one will talk about
only
it.
Only because
kind of
a lot of pressure, too.
That's what I think, you know, to be honest. Yeah. I see Spencer resubbed for a month as well, and is now on a 5-month sub streak. Thank you, Spencer. Really appreciate that. Nice of you. RoboThink with a diamond. Thank you. Actually, two in a row. Olav Lovesen with a diamond says, Messenger banned me from sending Red Eyes video link. Really? Like Facebook Messenger? Not surprised if that's the message you're talking about, because we were banned there a while ago. But of course, you can send it through, you know, you can send the BitChute link. Remember Twitter banned that? Mm-hmm. We talked about it last day. Yeah. BitChute link, library link. You can send redice.tv link. You can send Twitter link if we streamed it or whatever video it's in question. So, you know, or you can do a bit.ly, like a shorten sometimes too. Yeah. And that's also a way of circumventing it. But not surprised. Thank you. Karavaki with a diamond says, do you like a band called Mustache? I've heard of them a little bit, but I have to look into it a bit more. I think it's a Swedish band, right? Isn't it? Norwegian, maybe, or something? I'll look into it.
Mustache, is it like death metal?
Mustache.
Or what?
Mustache. I remember there was like a one hit from them. This must be years ago, which I really liked, if that's the same band. Expose the nose with the diamonds as Stig Larsson. That's right, Stig Larsson. Thank you. Complete. God damn it. You know, it's so dumb. Mr. Noseberg resubbed for a month and is now on a 12-month sub streak. How about that? Noseberg. Subbing for a year. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg. Great.
I saw Noseberg in the chat of some other show the other day, and I had a laugh. Look, there's Noseberg.
Yep.
He gets around.
He does great work. Great modding.
Sticking his nose in everywhere.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Virginian Drifter with a Ninja Gini. Thank you so much for that. Never forget Canon Hinnan's murder. Some whites finally waking up to how real life works. Yeah, we'll talk about it in a bit. Thank you, Virginia Drifter. Vizer 58 with a diamond says, hey, happy Friday, guys. Well, thank you. Happy Friday to you as well. All right.
One more, Brad Grimbaugh.
Yeah,
Freedom Shekels. Dude, it's too hot out. I agree. I don't like it when it's 100 degrees. I don't like it over when it's in the 90s, too. It's just unbearable.
It is. Yeah. It's too much. I totally agree. Please. Thank you, Brad. Always good to see you. And thank you for your support as well, man. Really appreciate it. Hope all is good. All right, so what I just came across this on Twitter right before we came on here. I wanted to show it. This is how concerts will happen from now on in the UK. So basically, this is a look into the future, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going to happen.
We're heading into, was it Boy in the Plastic Bubble, the 1970s movie? Remember that? We have to rewatch that.
Look at this.
It looks like they're in their little playpins or something.
Let me loop that
kids
around
in
again.
A playpin.
Imagine doing this, the setup for that, though, for each concert
oh
like this.
Gosh. Holy yeah, and then they have smokes. To have a limited amount of people. They can't sell as many tickets, right?
But wait a minute. Excuse me. I almost choked on my coffee there. but they're seating more than... There's one seat with, what, at least four? At least four inside of the little cube,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's the point? Do they have to prove that
none of this really makes any sense.
They've already... They're a family or something like that. Maybe it's like, no, it's fine. We're like, We sleep in the same house or something, so we would already be in. Otherwise, what you're saying is just drag in two different other people in that little plate.
Yeah, it's got to be people who probably bought tickets together or something. But this is just ridiculous. It is heading into bubble boy territory. You know, we joke around about it, but that's how far gone this is from just nature and reality and how the immune system works. And everyone's becoming germophobic.
Yeah,
you know? I wonder what people. You know, there's a lot of people that have OCD. I wonder how a lot of those germphobe OCD people. They're probably freaking out right now. They're probably taking just mad amounts of pills to cope with this lie.
Yep, a lot of stuff. But yeah, anyway, so that happened, and then I thought we could show this as well, which was kind of interesting. Millie Weaver. Now she works, of course, for InfoWars, Alex Jones, and I think she also does kind of her thing on the side. But I think most of it is there. But so the police showed up earlier today to arrest her.
I thought it was a fake stunt at first, but
probably not.
Probably not.
Maybe they would use it like that. That I would understand and whatever. But yeah, just look at the video here. Here we go. Sorry, let me increase the volume here. Boomer tier. Here we go.
You're saying a grand jury indicted me? For
well,
what?
We're going to have 221s out here. We have room to transport one. Can you send us a car, please? 9107 Yale Road. Okay. I will give you all your paperwork when we get to the jail right now. I need you to get some shoes.
Okay.
Because we need to get moving.
Okay.
We need to get this thing carried.
Well, this time you're not getting everything. Okay. Now.
Guys, I don't know what's happening right now. The police have just showed up at my house, and they said that they're arresting me. They said that a grand jury indicted me for something. I have no idea what.
What?
How does that just happen without you knowing? How does a grand jury indict you?
I have one shoe here.
I don't know.
Okay.
Without even knowing you're being charged for anything.
Okay.
So we're good.
Maybe it's her Loomer t-shirt.
So why wasn't I given anything in the mail? Like, I have no idea what this is talking about.
Yeah, Billy.
Guys, I'm literally about to break huge breaking news right now, and I'm being arrested, and I have no idea
why. You know about this case?
Burglary?
Burglary.
Yeah. For what? They're not even saying. We're being charged.
Okay.
With
now is this from the grand jury or these green sheets?
Green sheets.
Are these green sheets or are they green? Is this an indictment?
Yeah, can you be me, guys?
Okay, very good.
I'm sorry. What is a green sheet?
I have no idea. Some cop.
This is my son right now.
All right,
buddy.
Come on, let's go to the car. I've been more than nice to the car.
I don't understand what's happening right now.
Like, I've been more than nice, and then it's
been more than
please
nice.
Share this.
And that's please share this right at the
so
end.
So we can show the project that she was working on. Actually, mm-hmm. just premiered today on YouTube. One of the whistleblowers who is in this documentary. I had caught a little bit of it before the show, but we can. Play
it was the
little
one right under, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean this. Yeah. This is the little teaser for it.
Let's check this out. So this is what she was just working on. Released August 3rd, and so
this is probably the big news that she was talking about.
Related about that, but yeah.
People that worked for John Brennan approached me while I was in my specialist training in the Navy.
I worked for Obama's National Security Advisor, General James Jones, for about 8 years for the development of social media psychological warfare.
We're talking about military-grade psychological warfare weapons being used on American citizens,
paid for by American taxpayers.
I was a contractor for various intelligence agencies. Our intelligence doesn't stay within our borders or within federal buildings.
Force Psychological Operations Group had no idea that we were going to be taking their years worth of work that they paid us to do, and we kept the intellectual property rights to it and remarketed it, branded it commercially as the ShadowNet.
It pries into your demographic, your world. So if I want to blackmail you and put you under my thumb, not only will I know everything, I will know people I can get in contact to find out more about you.
I had full access to communications between the former GCHQ director, Hannigan, Adam Schiff, Daniel Jones, Brennan, General Jones, and many, many more.
You may know where the Hillary Clinton emails are.
What do you want to see me in Leavenworth?
Which I don't, by the way, so nobody raid me.
What basically you've heard just being described for the last 3 or 4 years with fake news and the fake news journalists, fake stories, fake dossier, all these things are attributes and characteristics of psychological warfare.
What did you name it iSci for?
I like the iPhone, Psy for psychological warfare.
Okay.
These operations aren't like just small things. They have to coordinate and organize all of these things. They have to coordinate with the assets they have in the media. And they have to do all of this without any attribution to themselves.
Shadowgate, coming soon.
Now, that we know, that there's government contractors that are working in different fields, right, in the media and all these other areas that you don't know of outside of the FBI, but they're still government workers. And they're basically socially engineering things. They're using events. And I know that she, when I put it on, was getting into how the defund the police movement was probably a government contract job, because ultimately they want to bring in AI and this robot system. So,
the current police force,
it's going to be defunct anyways. But in the meantime, they're going to just use this movement to, you know, steer things socially out where they want it to go, which is in an anti-white direction. And how could these people work in these fields and know that that's what they're helping create and create it? That's what amazes me.
Yeah, and it just an overall, even beyond anti-white, it will just be like anti-human.
It's total tyranny. Yeah, total tyranny.
It doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah.
I think the white issue is like one of the first ones.
Because they stand in the way.
Checking off on the list right now. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a boot on everybody's face, essentially. But the point, though, is here, too, that, you know, keep that in mind when you watch, you know, when we see this stuff happening, like in Seattle and Portland and stuff like that, and all these out of control BLM, Antifa, you know, riots and stuff, which they have allowed to happen.
Yes, they do.
They're begging for people to come in and say, you have to do something. They're trying to coax that out to seek the legitimacy, to say, please let us fix this problem for you.
Oh, we have these robots ready to roll, actually.
It's like, if you would just have done the right thing early on in the process and make sure it couldn't continue, you wouldn't have to expand the programs afterwards. You wouldn't have to militarize the police. You wouldn't have to expand all the surveillance bullshit and stuff like that. Like, as you say, they'll go into AI, they'll go into robotics. They'll do the stuff that's happening right now is outdated. They have a whole brand new world set, play set here that they're going to implement.
And it's going to be way worse, let me tell you.
100 times
now,
worse, of course. Yeah.
People are speculating, too, these burglary charges, maybe something to do with this, with some kind of intellectual property or classified information or something like that.
Yeah, so. Or just plain intimidation for some reason. We don't know. We'll follow up on that, but just crazy shit. Again, if this is completely organic, which I guess at this point it looks like, so I'm not going to say it's some... just to hype something or whatever, but
tweet the link to the documentary that just premiered. It was one of the ladies that was in there, the whistleblower. She had streamed it on her channel like a couple hours ago, if you guys want to watch it.
And then you said that was shut down or something?
No, it was blacked out for a while, and then it came back, so.
Oh, okay, so it might have just be a temporary thing. All right. Okay, so that happened. Now let's go over to this real quick. We covered this in more detail in, I think it was either the latest or the Weekend Warrior right before that. And it was regarding this thing of the Patreon lawsuit, right? Owen Benjamin, the comedian.
People were very excited about this one, right?
Yeah, very excited. He was shut down on Patreon, right? I forget the exact circumstances or why or whatever. And then there came out information, and again, where did the information come from? Cernovich, remember? That was the source of all of this, right? Oh my God, arbitration. Every single Patreon that was Owen Benjamin's Patreon now can initiate this arbitration lawsuit against Patreon and stuff, and they're expected to pay all the fees for all this we're talking about. And if everyone goes on to sue, we're talking in the potentially tens of millions of dollars that they have to pay out. This is the end of Patreon. That's it, you know, kind of thing. And of course, then this update came here today regarding this. Let me just read. This is a Vox Days post here on this. Somewhat to our surprise, the arbitrator in Owen's case ruled that Patreon does have the contractual right
to kick anyone off its platform
at any time without any reason. And obviously, that's, of course, as you say, no surprise. At the same time, I thought that, well, this is different because they were changing the contract in the middle of the process, and this would be like changing, you know, your bet on a different horse right in the middle of the race, and you can't do that kind of thing. Anyway, so regardless of whether the user is being kicked off, has violated any rules or community guidelines or not, that right to terminate any user at any time at will was the reason he gave for granting Patreon's request for summary disposition. The arbiter also appeared... to make the mistake of confusing, quote, terminating the contract with, quote, deleting the creator page. But given this very broad grant of permission to Patreon, I can't see how that matters. So this means that Owen's arbitration is pretty much over.
I knew this was going to happen. I mean, the courts are just so corrupt at this point. They just do whatever they want. And without a powerful coalition, you can't win these cases. This globalist machine will just... run you over. I know a lot of people are talking about, was it tortious interference is a popular one, and I think that this is what this case gets into as an avenue to sue, but obviously that didn't work in this case, unfortunately. Yeah. I don't think it's going to work against Silicon Valley.
We got Silicon Valley by the balls, guys. And then, you know, the judge just steps in and just like, actually, I've changed my mind. Or remember the Jared Taylor's lawsuit regarding his censorship from Twitter, right? Good judge. She was supportive, actually, of Jared.
He was Jewish, too, and he was supportive of free speech.
And then all of a sudden, someone comes in and swaps out the judge.
That's right. Just like that.
So that's why the courts are a bunch of Freemasonic controlled assets, and you can't trust them, unfortunately. Who knows? It's some little buddy network on the back end. And, you know, there's a lot of corruption, and it's a lot of networking, and we think that maybe... you know, compared to like a third or second world country or something, like, well, the West has moved on from that, but we forget that the criminal class here is running all of it.
Yeah.
You know, in you come to a third world country,
they're just better at hiding.
Yeah, you might have to bribe directly like the border guard or something to get into or whatever it is, right? The dude that has his
customs, he controls
his little mini kingdom, a booth somewhere, right? Yeah. You can bribe him and get out.
I think it's here, almost easier that way
in a weird way
than here, because it's just they run everything, you know, even in the government now.
Yeah. Let me do a couple of these guys before we move on here. The Gardener with the Diamonds is glad to catch this live. You guys are epic. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Tommy Turtle with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Says, juxtapose canon hints with Tim Wise saying white children doesn't deserve innocence on CNN.
I remember that. Yeah, we played
the clip. We have it. Maybe we should pull that up actually later as a reminder. Good take there, Tommy. Ulov Alovsen. Sorry if I mispronounced that. It sounds like a Norwegian name, but maybe I'm... yeah, you're right. Ulovsen. I guess you could read it like that. That's right. We would spell it differently, I guess, in Sweden/Norway. But anyway, Ulov for short. What do you think about Nick Fuentes? A lot of things, and good luck to the guy. He does good work, as far as I know. And
he does his thing.
There's critique you can have, and I don't know if you would have to spend like a half an hour on that. Maybe slice up a couple of things, but overall, I think it's good to have a lot of different people working for different objectives. Different,
yeah, it's good that he's
different
there.
Niche, different angle, different subset of kind of interest and angle. And he has a big fan base, which is good. Ultimately, if you can interest people in understanding that there's another country that controls America, and that it's not America first, then I think it's a plus. With all the critiques one could have of it, maybe instances along the way when things have happened, which I would like, all right, I wouldn't do that kind of thing. But overall, it's very positive, and we like the guy. He was he knows Patrick pretty well, Patrick Casey. Mm-hmm. He did an interview with him a couple of years ago, that's up on our website and stuff like that. So, yeah. But you know, he's a young guy too.
Yeah, he's young and he's bright. And has a big future ahead of him, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, that's about that. Could say a lot more, but overall, the more people that like trying to awaken more people to what it is that's going on, that's good. Net result good. Scuba Slayer with a diamond says number 22 kill. Thanks for restoring my faith, Red Ice. I'm sorry. Is that? Number 22 kill? 22 or 20? I'm not sure if I... But we're happy that we restored your faith, obviously. Thank you, Scuba Slayer. I appreciate that. Sorry if I don't get the reference there. Do you, Lana?
No.
Like number 22 kill? I don't know.
Is it like I'll, a movie I'll look reference it up.
Maybe,
or something?
Maybe I'm just... it just goes completely over my head. Maybe something really obvious. Sorry about that. Okay, Brad Grenbaugh over here is gifting a one-month sub to Melanin Farmer. Thank you, nice. Brad. Good to see you over here on DLive 2.
Melanin Farmer.
White Rabbit Radio is hosting. Thank you, Tim. Good to see you, White Rabbit Radio, here on DLive. Check it out. Jay Barrick with the Ninjagini says, I guess it's privilege to have rights nowadays. Do not comply with law enforcement without warrant. Yeah, that's true. At the same time, you got to know when to pick your fight. And it certainly is not going to be if a law enforcement shows up at your door and tells you to do something. That's not the place to take the fight, no matter how unjust or unlawful that seems. Unless, of course, they don't show you like their badge or something like that, or they don't like prove that they're actually law enforcement. Yeah, that's a different thing.
And I know some enemies were like, haha, just because she supports the police. You know, how does it feel now? You know,
yeah, but you could turn that on his head too.
But I don't. She's never supported the police state.
Defund the police, but now, good.
Now,
go get him.
Now
right?
They're happy. Yeah. Go get her. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Sick. It's whatever it is, right? But yeah, I suspect more of this. I mean, this NKVD Stasi style, I would assume, starts going to start happening soon. The insanity, the madness.
You posted this. Well, that already happens to kids. You posted this on Facebook.
UK, look at UK. It's crazy. Thank you for the Ninjagini, Jay Burke. Really appreciate it. Desi Mac with a diamond says, yikes, FB and TV bad. Just got home from work. Facebook and Twitter, I guess. Yikes, Facebook and Twitter bad. Just got... well, yeah, I mean, they are bad, but I don't know. Is there something specific that happened?
Like not being on Facebook. I don't know.
Facebook and Twitter.
They're always up to something bad.
I'm sure there's something new that we might have missed here, but we'll see. If there's something breaking, we'll see if we can dig that out. Thank you. Spencer the First, again with the diamond, says all the three letters flipped to anti-white in the 70s. Yeah, exactly. There you go. It's crazy. We have, there's a guy on Twitter, F... Rufo that
Who
has done a lot of tweet threads.
Christopher
about the,
Rufo.
Yeah, Rufo. Yeah. And we have we'll
federal
show that,
government
yeah.
And all the anti-white
we'll later, the
re-education camps that are going
it's,
on.
It's crazy internally in government, and you haven't seen this machine truly turn its Mm-mm. attention yet onto the ones that they will classify as the enemy or whatever you want to call it. Once that happens, get out of the way. Mr. And at the same time, ironically, that will be the time that a lot of people will wake up to it. Like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, kind of thing. But Mr. Noseberg gifts a 1 month sub to Kiss Kardashian. Make sure you follow Kiss Kardashian here on DLive too. She does some good streams. Thank you for that, Mr. Noseberg, Daredevil's Advocate with a
gentleman.
I should
have her on too, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should. McCooley with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. No message. Another 1 month sub from Mr. Noseberg to Simon Coates. Thank you for that. A big black man with AIDS. Good to see you, sir. Here with a diamond says states stockpiling. There's a link to a YouTube clip. I'll save that. And then we'll pull that up here in a moment, a little bit later when we have time. Thank you for that. Let me just mute that real quick here. There we go. Oh, it's Ice Age Farmer too. I'll check that out. Thank you. Max Headroom with a diamond. Keep up the good work. Justice for Canon. I agree. Black Phillip, thank you with a diamond. Is Lana going to sue that new book on her for libel?
Probably not, because the...
Because the courts are so fair.
And you spend all this money and they'll just be like, no, I don't think you have a case.
I think they're discrediting themselves on such an epic level. And everybody
did a video about this,
we'll get that up here. Yeah, everybody hates journalists. Everybody knows the news are fake. Everybody, these agenda-driven, libelous, slanderous, vampire bloodsuckers in the media. I don't think they're winning this battle by doing all this shit that they're doing. And like, yeah, sure, they might be able to slander and lie about people like us, but they're broadening
the net.
They're casting a wider net, if that's the saying, or a large umbrella of people that they're demonizing. And the more they do this, more people are going to realize that this is complete bullshit. I don't think that's a winning tactic.
I'm not interjecting
in
my political viewpoints at all. What's the title? Sisters in Hate. Like, yeah, you are interjecting your political opinion, clearly.
More like Sisters in Lies.
And by
right?
the way, did you guys know? Oh, I did a video about this, but I'll get into it. But it profiled, it was mostly me, Ayla, and then this other girl, Corinna, who turns out was probably an FBI plant all along. She worked as an embalmer, a bodybuilder, very trad, and a torture porn actress, guys. A torture porn actress, okay?
Very trad.
And now she's doing these mainstream media spreads about how she's recanting from her white supremacist ways and how she's found Islam and has brought peace in her life. Like, clearly, she's not right in the head, or she's an FBI plant all along. Anyway, I get into that in this video.
And it's funny how when these former or like some insider or something that come out, and even like Matthew Heimbach and stuff
they don't understand anything that was going on. They end up adopting
the language which was used against them, supposedly when they were on the other side, even if that was genuine or whatever, and say things like, I saw Heimbach doing this, like, I was the future face of hate in America. Was a slogan that he threw out when he did this little switch. It's like, wait a minute. Are you saying that that's how you viewed yourself?
Yeah.
You're a moron, an idiot. You've adapted your enemy's lingo and labels about yourself, and you think
this woman was like
a way of describing what you did. That's retarded.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't trad. She wasn't part of anything that we're about. I mean, this book was attacking white nuclear families and women specifically. And this woman is in her 40s and is bodybuilding and doesn't have kids and isn't married and doing torture porn. I don't think she's really a part of our scene.
They couldn't find a third one. That's the thing. And they had to resort to like some kind of faker. Anyway, we have more on that coming up. We shouldn't dwell on that too much. Yeah. But yeah, it's aggravating and stuff. But at the end of the day, everybody knows these people lie. Yeah. Everybody knows it's bullshit on Wikipedia. Everybody knows
porn,
the mainstream news is the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. I mean, there's no other way of looking at it. It's a fifth column. It's a coup. It's a takeover. It's a hostile force, which is also at the same time actually driving so many wedges between people and creating hostility, creating hatred, creating problems and stuff like that. But again, that's what they're designed to do. This is Operation Mockingbird. This is three-letter agencies that have infested themselves.
They love
into
me,
this shit.
Let me tell you. They love that I'm out there talking.
All right, let's move on this here. A big black man with AIDS again sends a diamond and says, it's okay to be white.
Yes, it is.
Our Lives Matter with the diamond says, Canon Hinnant, Ebba Åkerlund, the list goes on. I was going to do a little video actually on that and show some of the faces, of course, that have been haven't been lifted out by the mainstream, shall we be, if I'm going to be charitable and say it like that. Thank you, Our Lives Matter. Ekfero with a Ninjagini, thank you so much for that, appreciate it. It says, sent in Cash App 2, love y'all. Well, thank you so much, appreciate that, very kind of you. Ekfero again with a Ninjagini, thank you so much for your support. Appreciate it very much. And what else we have here? Expose the Nose with a diamond. No message. Nerms, same thing. Diamond, no message. Noob, noob with a diamond says leftists are delusional. Stay hard, fam.
I concur.
A big black man with AIDS with a diamond lumber shortage. Another link. Is that also Ice Age Farmer? I'll pull it up on the side here, too.
Does that mean house prices are going to go up so you can't build your nice house in the countryside
lumber
now?
Lumber shortage. Is something, oh, it's long. 45 minutes. We can't look that. But that's an interesting clip. I'll save that. Recent upload. Lumber shortage. The surprising truth. Yeah, I don't... I mean, I think it's going to be a shortage of a lot of things that are coming up. Thank you. Appreciate that. Evolutionist Jesus with a Nijigini says, are they FBI plants or Mossad agents? See Alexander Dugin and his followers. Mossad infiltrates us, he says.
They could be both.
Exactly. I mean,
it's
look
kind
at,
of the same country at Epstein, this point.
It was belonged to intelligence, was the wording, right? And someone said, well, which intelligence? Well, it's probably both. It's probably both Mossad and FBI.
They work together.
I don't know. Anyway, thank you for the Nijigini. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Scuba Slayer with a Nijigini as well. Thank you. Says hashtag 22 kills. See, I didn't see that yet. Was this something trending? I'll check that out too. Sorry, I'm a little behind on that. I was prepping some of the other topics all day, so I missed that if that was something trending today. Thank you for the clarification, though. I appreciate that. All right. Should we do this one here? I want to quickly just give an update on Ghislaine Maxwell here. Been on screen for a while, so I'm sure you read the headline already. Maxwell being locked up in isolation for her own safety, feds say. Sure, of course she is. Ghislaine Maxwell is being held in isolation from other inmates in a Brooklyn federal jail for her own safety and the, quote, orderly function of the facility, federal prosecutors argued Thursday. The British pedophile enabler, 58, earlier this week petitioned to be released into the general population at the Metropolitan alleged, at the alleged, I should say, pedophile enabler, petitioned to be released into the general population at the Metropolitan Detention Center. She whined in court documents of the onerous, is that how you pronounce that? Onerous conditions that she's facing, including around-the-clock camera surveillance and guards filing notes on her every
move.
Just
in case she tries to hang herself.
At least that is good. I mean, at least that's good, the fact that they're... It doesn't mean that it's corrected, though. It doesn't mean that the people doing it are going to be... honest in how they file things.
Well, you
and
know
say
what?
Certain
you
things.
Get no sympathy from me. You can rot in hell, lady. Rot in hell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what this is going to happen. Anyway, so basically, they're arguing here. The assistant U.S. Attorney, or Manhattan assistant U.S. attorney Alex Ross Miller responded Thursday that the Bureau of Prisons' exhaustive measures were to protect Maxwell for reasons including safety, security, and the orderly function of the facility. BOP has made the determination that, at present, the defendant should not be fully integrated into the dorm-style accommodations of the general population. So that's kind of understandable. All right, so we'll see how that turns out. Really good stuff here. Check this out real quick here, too. I came across this New York Post, which I'm almost convinced is a Operation Mockingbird outlet at this point. But we have some photos here of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jean-Luc Brunel. Remember, he was running a... this modeling agency out of the UK. He's from France originally, and he's part of the crew there, which made sure that they got their hands on some very young girls, as low as young as what was it, 12, 13, 14, I think it was, ages. They were depicted here on Pedophile Island, having a good time, you know, just rubbing someone's head, you know, they have a good time there and kissing the neck of Ghislaine Maxwell and all that good stuff. Oh, that was something I wanted to click into. Goddamn menu. Let me check the third, and there she's gobbling on some food right there, hanging out on Pedophile Island. However, check out one of these images here. Here he is boarding the plane.
Nice banana pants.
Lolita Express, right, to go to the Pedo Island. He seems excited though. He's very excited. Check out this photo down here. If you can you spot anything there? Can you?
What's his? His hat. Israel Army.
He's just Jean-Luc Brunel.
Just the
Israeli Army ball cap on down there in Pedophile Island for some strange unknown reason. I love though how they do kind of. They just put it right in your face as well.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, let me put on my ball cap while you're taking the photo, Ghislaine, okay? Or whoever took it. Maybe it was Epstein or something. All right. So Jean-Luc Brunel, he should be dragged into this next, I would assume. We'll see what happens here. But chances are, as we said, that he might be taken out. We'll see what happens. Okay, I'm going to do a couple of these here. Roar Sensei Diamond says, if Maxwell is killed, nothing will happen. Yeah, you will just have a bunch of crazy conspiracy theories.
That's right.
Talking nonsense online. And in fact, we should ban them all. Just censor them all. George 544 with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Says economic crash is coming. Real estate is booming.
Real estate is booming. Estate and they also booming, say it's because of after the lockdown, people couldn't buy houses. Now the market's open again and mortgage rates are really low. So it's kind of a feeding frenzy out there.
Yeah.
Especially in some conservative areas, I hear, because there's a lot of conservatives fleeing places.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep, exactly. All right. Let me do this. Thank you for the Ninja Guinea. I wish it wasn't so, but the reality is that it probably is so. Yeah. The only question is when. You know, you can have the feds insert so much money and inject so much stimulus and all these kinds of things, and it might work for a while. I mean, they just, the printer goes and just print it all out, just keep going and just, you know. But eventually, there will be a massive economic
depression. Yeah, it'll probably hang on for a few years, but it's coming.
I hope so. Feels a little bit early for my taste. Of course, these things are never a good thing.
never ready for a Great Depression, you know?
Yeah. Max Headroom with a diamond says, Ghislaine didn't kill herself. Yeah, did she kill herself already or what? Obergreuper with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. No message. Zrota, if that's how I pronounce it, with a diamond. Epstein is just a distraction. I think it's part of an interface, I would say. It's part of a funnel, of a channel. What's interesting with it is, it's not the conspiracy or anything like that, but it could very well be like, imagine it's just this big machine, and it's basically like an inlet of a very vital component in the whole beast system, which is flooded the system with kids, and let all these managerial positions in this big beast system get with these kids while we film them, while we blackmail them, while we tell them what to do, while we explore, you know, do all these things. If you can pinpoint one of those vital components, it's a cog basically in this machine. That's how I see it. And so I partially yes, because you shouldn't stare yourself around like that's the only game in town. But I think it's part of a much bigger. I mean,
part of how these elites operate, right? How they do their thing and keep their control.
The Harvard academics, like all these, scientists were weaved into this. And this is a weird science, like that do transhumanist work and AI work and genomics and all this weird. Like there's, it's part of something big. It's not the thing, but
it's connected to it.
Yeah, that's what I think. Anyway, thank you. Ulov, again with the diamond says, let's use Gab's complete Silicon Valley alternative. I don't mind Gab. I mean, it's good that they're there.
They're working on Gab TV too, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they're doing good work, and yes, it's a little bit echo chamber-ish, but they're trying. I mean, they've been hit very hard, right? I mean, in a completely unfair way. Thank you, love. Simon Coach with the diamond says John Luke of the Chocolate Starfish Enterprise. Was that what it's called? I recognize that. I heard about that? Is that just a joke or was that an actual thing? I'll have to Google that later. Thank you, Simon. I appreciate that. Marty Leeds, 33. Good to see you, Marty. Hey, it was a while
Marty
ago.
Marty Leeds, yeah. The 314 guy, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Wow. He sends a Ninja Guinea. Make sure you follow. He does some streams over here. You know, when you go on DLive, you discover a lot of new people and stuff like that. Obviously, we've known about Marty from before. But a lot of people that have been kicked off by YouTube and these big platforms have come over to DLive. So, you know, hang out on DLive when I edit and do other stuff. So you see new people there.
Yeah.
Always good to see Marty stream and do his thing.
When did you guys do shows? That was like back
2013, something like that. Anyway, thank you, Marty. He says Ninja Guinea and says for solidarity against his wickedness, blessings. Thank you, Marty. Good to see you, man. Hope you're doing well and everything's going good on your end. Bill Hoover, also with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Says the real estate market in San Fran has dropped 25%.
Interesting.
And New York City has dropped 20%. What, like in a couple of weeks, in a few days? How quick? That's, it's too early. It's too early.
Well, that's interesting because it's not like that in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
There's other parts where it's just skyrocketing right now. But
that's where the coastal elites, right? That's where it begins in a way, isn't it? Mm. And then it spreads to the rest of the country. Yeah, worrying. Thank you, Bill, for that update. Big Black Man with AIDS. A diamond says, never forget Tommy Lind and Canon Hinnett. Again, indeed, Tommy Lind, of course, was stabbed and murdered when he tried to defend his female friend against being raped a second time. And he was murdered by the migrant that was trying to rape her. All right. Okay, let's see. Was there something?
So much to go through. So
I know we won't get to it all. Okay, just a quick note on
this. What is this thong on it? I didn't even notice it was a thong on his face until someone said it. Because nowadays, so many people are wearing these bedazzled masks, like it's a new fashion accessory. So I just okay, it's a thong.
So
ladies thong, or is that a man's thong?
It was kind of interesting. Listen to the thing here. But McAfee, of course, John McAfee, the virus, he's crazy dude, right? Born in the UK, lived in the US for a long time, behind the antivirus stuff and whatever. He's been a very interesting character, as I appreciate the least, the last, 10 years or something. He claimed that he was arrested in Norway initially for wearing a thong as a face diaper over his face. And then he turned out that it was all a hoax, right?
Yeah.
And so let me just scroll down. He did a series of tweets and like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And they're arresting me and blah, blah, blah. And then his wife took over his Twitter account and tweeted out other things, blah, blah, blah. Let me see here. Where was the... Yeah, later Tuesday, McAfee cleaned up about his prank, tweeting photos of news stories about the alleged arrest. And this was interesting. He basically trolled the mainstream media. He said, the MSM fact-check stories, Nope, he wrote. Then pointed out that the photos in question showed Polizei, which is police in German, of course, not Norwegian, which is police. The German word for police, meaning the arrest couldn't have occurred in Norway. Many news outlets reported Norway as the location of my arrest just because I said so. Wow, McAfee added. There are stenographers, right? That's what journalism is these days, or reporters, right?
Remind me, though, last month, remember we showed that it was an athlete, a swimmer, Timothy Sheaf, while he was in London. He wore nothing but a face mask as a G-string on his ding-dong. He walked around naked. He was protesting wearing the mask. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was
people
funny.
Staring at him like, what the?
So anyway, that was fake. We don't have to dwell on it, but there you go. So he does some good trolling campaigns, but it also shows they just like, oh, that's what, they don't verify. Oh, yeah.
Of course not.
And again,
they just want to be first, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a fairly easy thing to do, just looking in the image, like, oh okay, that's a different language there in the background. But yeah, whatever. Bill Hoover, the big spender with a ninjet. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Thank you so much. He says, have you seen the Mossad show on Netflix? It would be very interesting if you guys did a comment stream about it on the member sites over 4 months ago, I guess now. They did that. I have not seen it. Was it just called Mossad? I heard about it. I think Adam mentioned it. Adam Green.
I think our
No More News.
Our good friend Joe had mentioned that too.
Did he? Okay, yeah. I've not seen it yet. I should. We don't have Netflix.
So I don't pay for Netflix, no. So it's gotta come my way somehow.
Somehow, maybe they have someone on YouTube uploads it or something like that. But I'd like to see it for sure. So good tip, Bill Hoover. We'll check it out. I'll make a note about it. And it's not a bad idea at all. Thank you. Evolutionist, and thank you for that, Ninjet, by the way. I really appreciate it. Evolutionist Jesus again with a Ninjagini. Thank you. He drops a link. Let me just open that up here. Make sure it's nothing PNG. Let's see if it's wholesome. Oh, okay. it's a dick pic.
Those are going around these days.
The entire mainstream media. Too. There's no ties between Israel and child sex trafficking. Jean-Luc Brunel, Israeli army. Yeah, good one. I like that, evolutionist. Thank you. Good meme. Grab it now while you can. Let me do a full screen, and there you can copy it right there. Good stuff. All right. So, where
the young turds.
Here? The young turds. That's right. We got to go over and talk about that. So they were denied. The DNC actually is a thing. It's actually coming up August 17th, 3 days away. Can you believe that? I've heard nothing about it. That's how boring it's going to be. And most of it's going to be run like from home and stuff. Biden is probably not going to be there. He's going to be hiding in his basement again and, stuff like that. But
pass it on the couch and Kamala will just take over.
Let's see what the young turds have to say about their denying
this guy.
Press pass. Let's listen.
Recently, we applied to get press passes to the RNC and DNC, as we do every 4 years. The Young Turks has been going since 2004. Some of our most interesting interviews, including with Grover Norquist and Joe Crowley before he was defeated, and I can go on and on, have happened at these conventions. The DNC this time around denied us a press pass. Now, on the one hand, if we're keeping it real, I get it, right? It's coronavirus days and the numbers are limited, so they want to limit the press. And if you only heard that excuse, you'd think, well, obviously they're going to give it to the CNNs of the world, and that's it. No, actually, they pass it off to the Congressional Press Gallery, and they're saying, I got nothing to do with it, man. It's just people who are approved for that. But wait a minute, the people who are approved for that, number one, are a range of folks, including very, very conservative news outlets, Fox News, obviously, but also folks like the Daily Caller, started by Tucker Carlson. So now, do you think the RNC is just going to say, hey, you know what?
They let Nazis in?
A bunch of progressives.
Well, conservatives like communists.
But not.
Well,
they prefer communists, remember, over Nick Fuentes.
So DNC doesn't let them in, which is kind of interesting, but they would probably come in on the RNC. He didn't say anything about RNC. Unless he means he was banned from vote, but he just says the Democrats, though.
So they would let him in before us.
Wouldn't that be ironic, like the RNC, actually, the Republicans let them in, not the Democrats. But it's actually, it's a strange underpinning here, too. And it has to do with fundraising that the TYT does, the Young Turks. And the fact that, like, most of what they do goes straight through actblue.com, which is a Democrat, like, front that's for raising money for Democrats and all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. But anyway, we'll let him speak a little bit more here, so I'll comment on this.
Right-wing outlets. Now, the RNC would never do that, right? But the DNC is like, sure, yeah. Tucker Carlson, both your old website and your current show. Everybody come, right-wingers, come. But the largest progressive news outlet, no thank you. So I'm going to give you context on that in a second.
The largest, nuttiest communist outlet.
Like,
how about
that? The thing is, he thinks he's some kind of outsider, or he's like some edgy new thing, when literally women on MSNBC talk like he does. It's like, it's nothing new and bold and edgy.
But they continue, and he even does it here later too. He shows some stats from Tubular, which I've never heard about, how they're like TYT's number one. So it's interesting. He's running two concurrent narratives at the same time. One is, we're the outsider. We're so edgy. We're too edgy for these democratic socialists, right? Because they just don't want to go full Marxist kind of thing, right? But then at the same time, he shows stats that shows we're the mainstream now. We're the most popular.
And they are,
and he shows
mainstream.
Well, in a way, but also their views suck.
Their views suck. Despite all the money poured into them and all the promotion and their YouTube's little darling, we had plenty of videos that had more views than their crap. Despite all the publicity.
The stats is coming up here, and I'm just like, I don't know, press X, I guess, for that one. Anyway, let's just keep listening for a little bit here.
But first, you know, I was heartened by the reaction online, which is not a sentence often spoken. But Brent Welder, who is a former Just Democratic candidate and who is a really important part of the Rules Committee, who was fantastic in fighting back on this, Nomiki Konst and so many others chimed in here. But Brent had these tweets. He said, how phenomenally stupid of the Joe Biden campaign and the DNC to deny convention press credentials to the Young Turks. So, so stupid. And he followed up by saying, but I'm sure Fox News will get all the passes it wants. And of course, that is true. And they will get those passes. So now you say, look, I don't know if we can let every progressive Tom, Dick, and Harry in. First of all, the Republicans bringing people like Diamond and Silk, who have three followers and are totally made up. And
but they're black, man.
Anyone in
the black.
Exactly.
Are you putting down black people? Are you racist, man?
My God, I can't believe
you
just
sexist
did that.
Or racist.
That's very, very disrespectful, Cenk.
And they'll let lunatic people in. Now, on our side, we have...
Because you're completely sane.
He really needs to change his name to The Old Turds. Really,
the old turds,
because he's not so young. And
he had to eat his Armenian genocide denial when he ran for Congress there in California.
Exactly.
He had to retract on that and stuff. But it's just lip service. I mean, they don't really mean they really like deny it, and they laugh in people's face about it too. Anna Kasparian, she gets like psycho when you bring
stuff like that.
The stats coming here soon. Then we can, I guess, cut it here. But they're whining here that they didn't get to get in, basically.
Very
established. I don't know why it's always so fun to make fun of this guy. I love making fun of this guy. It's just
drank yogurt. A big baboon.
What are those? I don't know. Well, I wouldn't know. Progressive, if it hit me across the face. By the way, it did. Cori Bush hit you across the face earlier, about a week ago. Okay, so you're going to get to know us real, real soon, Jamal Bowman and many others. Anyways, but we're not every Tom and Dick and Harry. Now, look, there's a lot of different metrics. There's television, there's your own websites, et cetera. But a giant, giant metric is how you do on social media. And that's the future, that's the present, et cetera. So I want to show you something that you might not see all the time. And no one in Washington has apparently ever heard of digital media. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's the year 2020. So how do we stack up against
the current year, man?
Current year argument, right?
I mean, are we like a fringe little outlet? And, you know, I don't know, maybe in a couple of years you guys will get a press pass. Oh, no, let me show you the rankings. hey, look at that, TYT with 552 million views. Now, wait a minute, is that our account? No, that's Tubular.
Do you buy this?
I don't buy it at all, because we were going and looking at their stats plenty of times and they had weak views.
Are they talking about the only thing
that got more views was like celebrities, and maybe you'd have like a couple hundred thousand views or something. But like right wing YouTube was doing better than most of their
views. Yeah, I mean, it's
views.
Funny how early in the days, of course, all the opinions and alternative info that you couldn't get on mainstream news, they're the ones who were the quickest adopters of the internet, right? Of YouTube, of all these new crazy things that showed up, and we were like, you know, collectively speaking, dominating these platforms. Yeah. And then eventually,
they were complaining about it.
What do you know, like Alex Jones beat CNN, and you know, all mainstream media, all these companies and stuff, and for a while even we did, because we were on there earlier.
And
we garnered audiences.
That's why they're so butthurt about
it. And
then
they just had to turn it all around and stuff like that, right? So now, get off of our platforms. And it's like, you know, it's going to be the same thing with DLive once that's like really popular and stuff.
Yeah,
people like us and other, you know, so many other creators on DLive, or streamers, I guess
you should
say.
Been there since the early days.
Who was literally then with their audiences, who bring the audiences to the platform and help to fund it, help to build it, help create it, help to maintain it, all this stuff. And get off of our platform.
Yeah.
You know that's coming. You know, it's like, you can't be here. This is ours now. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, shit. But yeah, so anyway, they claim here 552 million views. And he says this is for June alone?
No, I'm
he's
not.
Like, wait a minute,
what is
Tubular? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he goes on. I think he goes on to kind of whine about that a little bit too. But let me show you that thing with, I guess this is a quick one. We could play this. There's a secret, the secret fundraising here.
This guy's always money, and he already has millions. They make like crazy money every month for the crap he does. And it's funny that he's always going off about these white privileged people when he lives a very privileged lifestyle, let me tell you.
This is just like a minute and a half long, and I think he drops that it's like something exciting is coming, and then I have a couple of clips from the next one. Let's just see what he said here.
All right, guys. Secret. Normally, I'd love it when you share my videos and I get the progressive message out, but today we got a secret, so don't share this one. Drama! Okay, so first of all, I want to thank everybody who helped on my campaign, who contributed to my campaign. Love you guys. So this is
so he did horribly in the campaign, right?
Of course,
it was like, come on, give us your dough, you know, kind of thing. And then now it's like, actually, we have this new thing. It's coming. Just donate to us now. And this is my point I'm saying. All this shit goes through ActBlue.com. All of it. All the fundraising things he's running is just straight to ActBlue. So that's to raise money for Democrats.
Jeez.
And then they don't even get let into the DNC.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Right?
They're
literally working to fundraise for Joe Biden. And then they can't. Let's listen to the rest here.
This news is. And if you liked my campaign, you're going to love what we're going to do next.
Oh, no.
And love your vertical video.
Progressives? Of course!
Based in Redfield.
And it's not just to help progressives now, but it's to help them into the future. And
into the
we're going to need
future.
Everybody helping out. So
got news for you. They're not
going to
dominate in the future.
Is to get started.
Well, I mean, I think they dominate now, right?
But they dominate now, not the future.
Granted, I will concede on the point that we haven't seen the worst of them yet.
Yeah.
I would say.
And if you could help us get started, that would be amazing.
Do you know that he actually calls his own little, like, the group, the clique, homo progressives? They actually call them that.
Let's
see if he mentions it here. But
isn't this the same guy too who's saying it's okay to pleasure a donkey? Remember,
if you pleasure the animal, then it's okay. It's all right, no problem.
It's not.
And it would make a giant difference. So the way you could do that is I'm going to put a link in the comment section. So click on that link, and if you
and
can contribute, you'll be in on the ground floor and make an enormous difference. And you'll get to say, man. I started that thing before anybody even knew what it was.
So you can get, this is like a little Freemasonic cult. You can get in early on the game. It's a secret, right? Anyway, so that was one thing he released. And then a few days later, this came out. And I have a couple of timestamps here that I want to play real quick just regarding his new his new little campaign thing that he's running here. So first minute here. Let's check that out. Listen.
I am starting something new. Here comes a rebellion. All right, let's explain. So I started my campaign.
He makes fun of Alex Jones, but Alex Jones does this way better than he does.
He does, yeah. Alex is actually entertaining.
Just a little while ago. And that obviously we didn't get the conclusion that we wanted in the congressional campaign. But look, never, ever surrender. So I'm back. Not running for office. No, what we're going to do is take the campaign resources and we are going to help other progressives because that's how we roll. So we are starting a whole new pack. It's called the Rebellion Pack. You can already help by going to helptherebellion.com.
Like you think you're a rebel. They think they're a rebel, you know.
And then if you go there, donate to Rebellion Pack, and then you see at the very bottom, paid for by Act Blue, actblue.com. And it's all funneling through right there, right? And they have this little campaign video. We'll play that in a moment, too. It's so cringe. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut it off.
Is it something about racism in there? I do hope so, because it's such an important issue. I don't hear enough about
it. It definitely is, yes.
So now I'm going to show you an ad in a second. Our first ad is out already. You're going to get to see it here first.
Nice. We're so excited.
What's the thesis here? Well, look, every progressive is outgunned in every race because the establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans take corporate PAC money. So the idea here is to even the...
But we are totally not getting funds from the same establishment.
You're establishment progressives, so what's the difference?
Vice does, the Young Turks does, Mick did, BuzzFeed does. They all raise the money from the same sources, these people.
It turns out that there is a couple of things that I'm good at. One is raising money because of you guys, because you're awesome!
That actually happened right there.
Oh my God.
All right, so he wants to raise money, right? Okay, so let's continue with the wonderful news here about 2:30. Here we go.
Executive director of the group is not me. It's my partner in this group. And some of you might know her as well, Brianna Wu. So Brianna was known for a couple of fronts. She ran for Congress, but she also, was one of the biggest targets of gamers.
Look at that photo, though.
You're going to play the victim now?
Yeah, the biggest target of Gamergate are the trolls, right? Yeah. Anyway, let me continue.
Okay, that's how we roll. We hit back, and the rebellion hits back.
That's
so
right.
Brianna is fantastic. She's been wonderful at organizing this, and she's our fearless leader, literally. And Brianna and I, together in our congressional campaigns, have raised over $2 million. Here on the Young Turks, you guys helped to raise $2.5 million in 2018 for just Democratic candidates. So watch out if the rebellion's in your race, because if you thought you had it on easy street, you should probably think twice, because here we
go.
And it's always money for these politicians and politics. That's all it's about in this damn country. Money to get in.
Because I mean, if you look at the media productions, it's like, yeah, it's okay, it's fairly clean or whatever. But when you look at how many people they have,
it's
and
sparse.
Like,
they huge teams. And what are they actually producing? It's just him and that Anna chick just sitting there, and they don't have any cool interludes or any other pieces they produce and play in it.
Nothing creative.
Nothing really out on the field. So where's all the money go?
Yeah, that's it. And he had some reporter he was going to hire He was going to hire some reporter, like a climate change reporter or something, and all these plans and things and new projects, and it just never pans out.
Oh, look, he's asking for money again for something that's never going to happen.
I have one more segment here from 5 minutes. Last portion here.
No, not interested. We're going to come 100 miles per hour. All right, so let's watch the first ad that sets the tone for how we're going to take
Look at how different this is from everything else that you've seen and heard from like mainstream Democrats.
People are getting sick of this guy now.
All right, look at the ad, though. Look at the ad, though.
It's time to wake up.
I want to begin tonight with the president just moments ago saying schools must open in this country.
The country is now rolling back plans.
Thousands of heavily armed soldiers.
You're right, undermine our Ukraine policy.
The articles of impeachment.
We fell in love. Let him die slow.
I alone can fix it.
It's time to wake up.
Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter.
Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave
alternative facts.
Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
I don't remember as much as I would like to.
This Russia thing with Trump and Russia.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. The fact that they're actually are using her as a voice.
It's amazing.
Ford, what was her first name again? Clifford Ford or something? It's like,
phony,
she was like completely
phony.
Discredited. Yeah. It's incredible that they use it. It's miraculous. And then Putin, of course, and like, oh.
Story.
And Charlottesville.
But you also have people that were very fine people on both sides.
The trauma.
And you know what? The fact that they even kept on both sides is actually incredible because most media outlets have just cut that out altogether, kind of
exactly.
thing. Right? Yeah,
oh, yeah. Look, there's the three feds that showed up for the photo op.
Of course, exactly. Who did that? Well, it's strange that the media just shot those people.
The incident is kind of locked there, whereas other details kind of drift.
What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs. Where
yeah, exactly.
Was it?
I am just completely
proud
discredited.
To shut down the government. I will be the one to shut it down.
Or we don't use cages for children in the border facilities.
It's not an interference. They have information.
Boring.
I think I'd take it.
A U.S. military spokesman says it has pulled out of Manbij, Syria, to make way for Russian-backed Syrian forces who have taken over the abandoned U.S.
See. They want to stay in Syria.
Yeah.
They want to stay. They want to bomb these people. They want to take out Assad. Anyway, you get there. But right at the end here, listen to the last
line. It's long.
It's under control.
Yeah. Honestly, 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. It is what it is.
We've all gone numb to survive the last 4 years.
Is that for real, this voiceover?
It's time to wake up.
I guess so.
It's time to wake up. It's time to vote.
All right, okay. 20.
Like your life depends on it.
Vote in 2020 like your life depends on it.
And
look at how Cenk comes back
after
this.
Yeah, because Trump's going to round you up and put you in a camp.
Yeah.
Well, because it might. Our lives might depend on it. And certainly.
Yeah, they're gonna kill us all.
Oh my god!
Anyway, what do you think of that?
That was awful.
Wasn't that
it was
great?
Awful. Anytime I see a video they make, it's just cringe. It's horrible.
But yeah, so you can support today. secure.actblue/donate/rebellion, and you can go straight there to just donate to the DNC and the Democrats. If
all right.
So inclined.
Next.
You're tired of Cenk
already?
Yeah,
I'm tired of it.
Really
Let's move
not.
On.
All right. Okay. Well, there is, as we said, just a quick note there then. DNC is actually coming up in Milwaukee, and they've booked all the musical stars already. John Legend, Billie Eilish, Jennifer Hudson, and more will perform at the DNC, right? All these artists that will line up for the progressive agenda, and no problem whatsoever. All right, before we go to Hinnan here, let me do a couple of these. Olof, again, with a diamond, says Gab has made a brand new browser, Dissenter. Have they updated it? Obviously, it was that was released a while ago, unless it's a new version.
A new one, yeah, because I know Apple Store was banning that one, right?
Yeah, I think it did, right? But I've preferred the Brave browser, but I don't, obviously, it's great that they have a competitor to that, too, Dissenter. And it was completely fine the last time I used it. So, but I'll check it out if there's a new one that they released. Bill Hoover with a diamond says, San Francisco and New York City real estate has dropped since COVID. Yeah, okay, the time period. Yeah, no, I get that, of course. At the same time, if they were to open up, I think that the prices would go up again as well, right? I mean, because a lot of people would want to move again if they've just sat on it for a while or something like that. But yeah, interesting. Thank you, Bill. The Last Red Squirrels with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Very kind. No message. Alan Harries with a diamond says FBI reverses James O'Keefe's right to bear arms. Okay. Interesting. We covered that last time, right? He couldn't buy a gun. Now he can. Maybe because of pressure or something else. Interesting. Jaded Karma with a diamond. No message. Max Headroom with a diamond says the Young Turks are butthurt. Ha ha. That's right. We have a couple of one-month subs, I think, that have been handed out here. Who handed it? CSS Hunley, I think it is handing out 10 one-month subscriptions.
Jeez.
Thank you so much for that. Roar, Magnus von Thule, Karavaki, Umplov, Nerms, Dom Dami, Jesse Teller, Kiss Kardashian, and Black Phillip have all, and Fledgling received those. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it. Nerms with a diamond, no message. Ooh, Love again with the diamond says, can I buy a t-shirt from you too? Not at the moment, but soon again we'll have that reopened up.
Working on some stuff on the back end.
Yeah, we need some new designs and stuff like that too. Kind of rework some stuff. So soon, but thank you though for asking. It's coming. Noob with a diamond says thoughts on Trump's new peace deal in the Middle East. I saw it yesterday, And it was kind of strange because I was thought already the UAE
Abu Dhabi and
Israel.
Yeah, I didn't even think there was.
I think it was United Arab Emirates.
I thought they all worked together anyway. They're all funding terrorists, terrorists.
Saudi Arabia and stuff. Yeah. And there's always something. I didn't look into all the details, but I would assume it's always something fishy. And it's probably Lebanon related, to be honest. Timing on the Beirut stuff, right? But I'll look into it more. Maybe we'll cover it in the next Weekend Warrior. Thank you. Homeland with the Ninjagini says, Cenk is so cringe. Man, effing unbelievable. Yeah, that's
amazing.
Right.
It's amazing. Got as far as he did, huh?
Hervod Silvazzi with a diamond says, how about having Luke Smith as guest? LukeSmith.xyz. I've heard of the name. I'll save the URL. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. But I'll check it out. Thank you for the tip. Luke Smith. Looking at the website, I maybe have not come across it. I'll check it out. Thank you, Hervod. Appreciate that. All right. Did you have any on
Glenn the Chinaman? Thank you. I want to see them keep decolonizing math as racist. The Asian parents will grab their pitchforks. Yeah, exactly. What would Asians say about that? Because they do love their math, right? And they're pretty good at it. Yes, it's a racist stereotype.
That's right.
Yeah, let's just decolonize everything and then we'll just be sitting in the dark. Seriously.
I wanted to play this video then because basically, the young boy, 5-year-old Cannon Hinnant, right, who was shot point-blank range on a lawn of a neighbor in North Carolina. I forget which town it was. It got a lot of initial exposure, of course, by people on like Twitter and social media and stuff like that. And it feels to me that the mainstream media was kind of forced into a situation where they had to cover it.
People
right?
were writing and tweeting. Why is no one covering this story?
Because, of course, as usual,
the racial
roles here involved would have been reversed. You know that this would have been front and center in the
world
national press.
News.
Yes, it would have been center in the press for months, I think, a couple of months at least.
And this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, there's been kids, we've told plenty of stories where little white kids have come up and just shot them in the face and they've been in a stroller. And again, it's just not covered, right?
Yeah, exactly. So let's play this. CNN finally forced to cover. Let's see how they covered it. Of course, a completely just sickening situation. We don't know. And the fact is, as you hear in this, if you haven't heard it before, they knew each other, these guys, too, the neighbor and this guy. And it was like, no problem. He mentions it.
But they don't say a 24-year-old black man has been charged. No. It would always be a 25-year-old white man, right? They would really emphasize that white part.
Exactly. If the roles of the races involved would have been reversed, they would have been focused on race.
You know it, but we
not
have to hammer it over and over.
Not a single word was mentioned about it, of course, which is, you have to say, okay, well, why not then? It's curious, right? Now you say it doesn't matter because it reflects badly on the other.
It only matters when a white guy's doing the shooting.
Yeah, exactly.
They were just playing in the yard like any other day.
Cannon had gone to church Sunday morning with his dad and sister.
Everybody there just loved Cannon.
And Cannon just loved riding his bike as he was doing Sunday evening in his dad's front yard on Archer's Road. His two sisters there with him. His dad, Austin Hennett, was inside when he heard the gunshot.
I just scooped him up in my arms and held him, and I screamed, and somebody help me play, please help me save my son. God, save my son, please.
Hennett looked up and saw his neighbor in the yard next door, gun in hand, pacing frantically.
I was looking at him as I was picking up Cannon, and I was so full of rage, but I couldn't leave my son's side. I just wanted to be with my son.
Hennett's fiance called 911. He says his neighbor, 25-year-old Darius Sessoms, who lived with his parents, soon drove away. Police arrested Sessoms the next day, charging him with murder.
Can you explain why he would shoot your 5-year-old boy?
I have no idea why he would kill my son. One of his two sisters, his cousin. No idea.
Just the night before, Hennett says he had Sessoms over for supper. They sat on the porch, drank a beer together.
So, because there was never anything between me and him, any bad blood whatsoever, for him
That's
to have a reason
Just
to do this.
Out of the blue.
But those last moments with Cannon, unimaginable.
I can't imagine what it's like to hold your son while he's suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. As his blood run down my arm.
Nightmare. It's a nightmare.
And they cut away just there when it's like exactly more emotional. Yeah.
And of course, people were saying, yeah, they covered it, but it's how they covered it. They're not getting into the crime stats here and telling other stories. Oh, this reminds me of this story and this story and this story. These kids were also shot. In fact, I even saw some tweets that someone was saying, well, we need more context. I feel like there's more to the story. Is it possible the dad used the N-word? Like, these are the kinds of tweets that were there to justify. So if the dad had possibly used the N-word, then that would justify shooting this little innocent
kid.
His
son,
yeah, I mean, that's the kind of I was reading.
Again, clearly not. He had been over for a beer. He'd been over for supper the
night
before.
He was nice to him.
I don't know. It's so
sickening. It's just like some of these guys just flip and go nuts and they just... kill.
National File had the headline in the sense how CNN would cover it if the racial roles were reversed, right? Black man executes white child in broad daylight in North Carolina neighborhood, right? That's how it should be, because then that would have been it would have been objective in the sense of how they usually cover those kinds of stories. But in CNN's case, they avoided it. And so many other mainstream media outlets did as well, right? Yeah, it's just a man shoots child.
Can you imagine? He was giving him a beer and dinner the day before this happened.
Yeah.
And then the next day he shoots his little kid.
Bike up on his lawn.
It's just hard. I just can't even imagine if it was my kid, what I would do and what I would be feeling. So many different things. You all know you'd be feeling the same things.
It's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible.
And that's why, can't ever relax anymore.
There's a GoFundMe set up for the family.
Banned, was it?
I'll share that. I don't think
Racists are using this
guys.
Incident, right?
Yep, in case you feel so inclined. I wanted to show this one, too. He meant the world to me. Family, friends, honor, life of Canon Hinante. Funeral was today. The five-year-old boy shot and killed while riding a bike in Wilson, North Carolina. He's a grandfather first speaking here. Check out this clip here.
Canon was a beautiful kid. And you see a smile on his face, that's where it was. And for this to happen, we shouldn't even be here.
A grandfather and his family coming to grips with the shocking loss of five-year-old Kenan Hemmick. At this evening's funeral service, more than 100 cars filled several parking lots. The Wilson community standing by the family during an unthinkable time.
It meant the world to me, just like all the other kids that's mine and I helped raise.
Lee Parker was Cannon's stepfather. He tells Eyewitness News he was shaken to his core when he heard that a neighbor allegedly shot Cannon while he was riding his bike outside of his home.
He received a call, man. I was riding down the road. I just blacked out. Couldn't even think for a few seconds. Took a minute to register.
Cannon's death garnering national attention. People all across the world hashtagging his name, also sending prayers and words of encouragement to the family.
People have done for us all around. Australia, Ohio, Colorado, I mean, it don't stop.
Tonight, 25-year-old Darius Sessoms is in jail on no bond facing a first-degree murder charge. Cannon's grandfather angered that anyone would do this to a kid just being a kid.
That's evil. I never met this guy in my life, but that is one evil dude. To do that, he's where he should be.
A loving, free-spirited young boy who was set to start kindergarten this week. Now the family is left trying to fill a hole they say will be impossible to replace.
Try to get this. It'll never be behind us. He's always be with us, but we're gonna get through it.
Yep.
Wilson police still do not have a motive at this evening. The family says they are grateful for the support they are seeing nationwide, worldwide, and right here in the community of Wilson. They are saying that right now it's about just trying to move forward and heal. I'm live in Wilson.
How white people are? They're not out rioting in the streets black people. They're not talking about all the black people that shoot white people more often. All the other stories of little kids have been killed this way. They're quiet about it. They don't even mention race.
No, it doesn't. Now all of a sudden it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? Which is kind of curious, because in other cases you say, well, how do you know it was a racial angle on stuff that CNN and Fox and all these other, ABC News cover, MSNBC, right? But then they were very vehemently about pointing that out, and that's it, because it's supporting of the narrative.
And they even do that when
anti-white narrative.
They even do it when a white guy, just any crime he does, even when it's, we know, not racially motivated at all, they make it into something that, it was about race.
Yeah, I think they have this idea that they feel they need to overcompensate for the actual, they deny this reality, but for the accuracy of the statistic that is there and underlying the situation, they have
balance
to overcompensate.
Yeah,
they have to overcompensate. To it's all about equity, right? It needs to be just leveling everything out, and that's part of why they do that, right? Let me do a couple of these here real quick before we end up behind. I think I think I got it to the translation. He sends a nice little string of runes for us there, and I think it says best wishes from Norway. Did I get that right? I think so. Thank you, Olav. Really appreciate it. Altekulat non from Norge. Titta faktiskt. James Townsend with the diamond says, love the organic candy, Lana.
Oh, good. Yeah, it is good.
Good stuff.
Send that out with my t-shirts,
that's
by
right,
the way.
That's right. And whose idea was that? All right. Nordic Prince.
Was it yours?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We need to do throw something in there.
Candy. But it was my idea to go organic.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. No. Nordic Prince.
No, let's give them the chemical cheap crap.
Let's get the bad stuff. Nordic Prince with a Ninjagini. Thank you. Says, hail the truth. Much respect from Nordic and Reds Andrew, 78. Okay, awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Evolution is Jesus again with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Blacks are twice likely to commit violent crime than be the victim, per BJS. Black Lives Matter. White Lives Matter. That's how tired I am.
Well, even according
just
to some of their own
slogan
stats.
That's a brainwashed, incredible.
Even anyway, some of the BLM stats.
White Lives
stats
Matter, he ends with, by the way. Sorry, go ahead.
Even some of the BLM stats that they posted, people are like, you do realize that you're just, you're confirming like the other side of the story here by posting these stats. They don't always realize what they're doing.
No. Thank you, evolutionists. Appreciate that. Olav again with a diamond says, let's give a birthday donation to Red Ice, a la Facebook. Birthday donation to Red Ice, a la Facebook. Sorry, I'm not following that. Is that something, was it like,
our birthday?
Was it a year ago since we're, no, this is not that long ago since we were banned from Facebook, if that's a reference to. Was that a year?
I can't
that's
even remember.
November.
I stopped using it long before that.
Sorry, Olav, if I'm missing that reference there. But,
gotta say, it feels pretty good not being on Facebook.
A birthday donation to Red Ice would be, it would be April something, I think. 2006, start of the radio show in April, by the way. Anyway, thank you, Olav. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Post Physique with a Ninjagini. Thank you. Says, we are not the same. And that's okay that they recognize that there are different.
This obsession. We all have to be the same and together all the time.
Extreme it's gotten to where it's like this madness and lunacy.
Well, you can't even say. Remember last week, like we were saying, it's a microaggression to be like, hey, where are you from?
Yeah.
Oh, where do your people hail from?
Right.
Like that. It's a racist microaggression.
It's incredible.
Friendly banter.
But it's also both at the same time, because you have to have a super sensitivity to these things and you can't be disrespectful. You can't ask, apparently, then, but you must know. You must know, but you can't say anything about it. But you must know that, well, this is a different person because they have different skin color. That's their argument, right, than
but
me.
All
so I must be more
white people.
Sensitive and respectful because of that. But at the same time, it doesn't mean anything and we should not look at it. And it's just, I think it's just that they're keeping it confusing so that you just will submit.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is tomorrow, that's what you should line up for. Just, yes, of course, whatever
that's
we need to do, you know.
Mental gymnastics in the jungle.
Yeah, keep it confusing and jump through hoops and, you know, then they can control you by those means, right? Thank you, Post Physique. Appreciate the Ninjagini. And Whitey is Mighty sends also a Ninjagini and says, it really upsets me that someone could just apathetically kill an innocent child of any race. Of course.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, and that's why the guy was saying there. It's just it's evil. Like doing something like that is, you're a monster.
Let's follow up on it and see if we do get any motive or reasoning or stuff. But I mean, again, we know, like, yeah, there are people, they're just, they lose it.
And
they have mental issues and they just, you know. But I would assume that he would, if he picked up on any of those tendencies, he would say something about it in the interview. Maybe he did. They edited it out or something. I'm not sure.
Because you should pick up on tendencies like that when someone is psychotic.
Yeah,
It comes out when they're having a beer with you somehow.
Yep. Of course. No. This criminality is just incredible. Post Physique again with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Says, even if he says N-word, it does not justify murder. Well,
of course not.
Yeah. It's not. It's crazy. And again, and if it was the dad that did it then or something, I mean, why take it out in the sun? It just doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. Potato Pancake with a diamond says, not white math Chinese search. Gold thread too. Okay, some number there. I'm sorry, Potato Pancake, I'm not following that.
Not white math Chinese
Chinese search. Gold thread too, and then a number.
Okay. Oh, is this part of like the decolonizing math kind of stuff? Like Chinese the alternative to white math or something?
Sorry if I'm, sorry, potato pancake, math? If I'm missing that reference there. Maybe it's something more obvious and I'm complicating it or something. I might do a search on it. Like math Chinese search. Okay, I'll look at it. Find any search on it. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Decoder with a diamond says, not surprised if the mainstream media is a factor in the murder.
Well, that's they the other, are inciting
that's
hate.
The other thing.
True racism against white people.
Well, they are. And the reality is that if, let's assume then that if currently people who, of European descent bring attention to things like the replacement migration or, let's say crime statistics, or they talk about things which basically, just for the sake of simplicity, goes counter-narrative, right, to the current mainstream media line. If those people are censored and banned and then asked to be held responsible for things that they haven't done, right, for someone else's actions, because, and then the mainstream media say, well, it's because you talked about those things and therefore
it
blah, blah, blah.
Incited this. Well, where, what
the, about them? Where the hell does that place the mainstream media then?
Oh my gosh,
the hatred, the
world wars.
The wedges that they drive between people, the violence that's come in its wake. And
enemy of mankind,
the
really.
Lies, the fake news, the bullshit.
They've created more division and hysteria and violence and hate and true racism. And world wars.
They need to be held responsible. Again, I mean, put this in perspective. People say, well, that's kind of silly or whatever. But the fact is, these stenographers in the media that have basically just like squirted out verbatim, line by line, from government propaganda and shit like that, right? These are the things that drew America and other countries straight into war, right? Iraq, invasion of Afghanistan, all these lies, all this bullshit, and they just go out and print it and just like
incubator baby stories and all
that. Yeah, they unquestionably, and again, you might say, well, that's taking it too far or something like that. I don't think so.
No.
If
they're going to judge us that way, then they need to be judged in the same manner.
Of course. We're talking about an organization, collectively speaking, a fifth column that reaches millions, hundreds of millions of people all over the world. I mean, billions, obviously, at this point, but just like in the West or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to rope up people into this hysteria and frenzy. You think these riots and all this shit, has that been whipped up by the media at all?
Oh, they poured gasoline on that fire.
They do. Yeah. I mean, they need to be held responsible. That's the point. That's the point. I agree, Decoder. Thank you for that. Good point. Jay Barrick with the Ninja Guinea says, notice the words Cannon's family used, blacked out, evil, rage, nice until not. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Thank you for the Ninja Guinea. Olaf again with a diamond says, give friendly birthday gift as a donation to Red Ice. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just didn't get the Facebook reference. Sorry, man. I appreciate that, though. But that's very nice of you. We appreciate that. Thank you, Olaf. And stuff like that with a Ninjagini says, every day is a Red Ice birthday. Guten Tag from Arizona. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Thank you, Ninjagini. Toys for Thoughts with a diamond. Hail, brothers and sisters. Make white babies. Good, wholesome message there. Thank you. Olaf again with the diamond. My friend is 40 years old. I'll donate $100 in his name. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Facebook friends. Maybe that's what you're alluding to. But thank you. Appreciate
40,
that.
40, the year of the apostle, right? That's when you become wise, when you hit the big 4-0.
In ancient societies, it was 40 was usually not a lifetime that you ended up living much beyond, right?
Yeah, so
you basically became, in old society, you became an elder at the age of 40. That's when, it was seen that you started your second cycle of your life, kind of thing. Right?
Exactly.
You
know then what you wish you knew when you were 20.
Right.
I knew this when I was 20.
I had that brain and that physique.
Never works that way, though.
Panzerfaust with a diamond. Thank you, Red Ice TV. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Wolfen, 1913 with a diamond says, where's the clan when you need Quantico? Yeah, exactly. The feds, right?
Oh, yeah, the picture earlier.
FBI, exactly.
Yeah, and how about the guy who showed up with the Nazi flag that still had the crease in it? Like, he just bought it online for the event.
I've made the joke
and
a couple times.
So many people
are
like,
Amazon Basics pack. Amazon Nazi Basic packs. It's so
exactly.
Dumb.
And everyone was like, how come that guy was never doxxed and his life destroyed? And he was never roped into any lawsuits when, like, obscure guys in the background of some photos where he just straight up has this Nazi flag and he's like, posing for the press, and we never find out who that guy is. It's very suspicious.
It's so much shady play, and the fact that the other side, we can sit here and we can recognize bad and disgusting, like, sting operations against Muslims and stuff like that, you know, post 9/11, even a little bit before they did stuff like that. But, you know, say, setting up young Muslim men to like, hey, kid, you want to blow up a building, you know, kind of shit like that. They drive around in a van and like, here, just take this, click the button kind of thing. You know what I mean? And they're in jail now. And we've talked about that. And we've talked about the unfairness of that situation, that that's shitty, that shouldn't be happening. How can the government do these kinds of things?
But we don't get
when
that
it comes
kind
to
of
the sting up, sting operations
side.
And setups on our,
no,
no
they love
no,
it. They
no
love
soul
it.
Searching for, well, why? Well, we have to ask ourselves, why do they feel this discontent? Yeah. And is it justified? Exactly. You know, no, it just, no, evil, Satan, purge, you know. Post Physique with a diamond says, whites argue about optics. Meanwhile, our sons and I think there's a continuation to that, maybe, down here.
Daughters
sons
are
and
being
daughters
hurt?
Are raped and murdered. Yeah, I mean, you have to. You can't just, you know, go out and do things just because, you know, bad things happen either. That will just reflect negatively on it. At the same time, as it's very, I like, yeah, I get it. At the same time, it's extremely hard because it's like...
It's a long game.
I think it's more, if the awareness was there, and maybe, how do I put this, that if the community building was there and the desire to make sure that... that he wasn't in the situation to begin with, maybe then his life would have been spared. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Is that convoluted? But and then at the same time, these are the kinds of things which will get people to like, whoa, what's going on here?
Kind and
of
it's thing. Happening and a lot more frequently.
I'm not saying that's worth it or anything like that. I'm not at all trying to, you know, say that there's, but you, the reality is you have to see it's okay to see the potential upsides to some despicable, heinous act like this and say, well, you know, you gotta pay attention, and you know you can't just. I don't know. It's extremely hard, but I get it. Post-Physique. I understand what you're getting at. At the same time, you know, optics, blah blah blah. But you can't just run around and do dumb things because that was just because
it feels good in the moment. Like you can't always mouth off. You know, like there's a time and a place for those things, and especially now when this is high scrutiny.
Yeah.
You know.
No. Of course not. Yeah. The point is to behave. Be what you need to be, an inspiration, a role model, a decent, upstanding, and all that kind of stuff. If there's then other forces that projects bad and negative things onto you, or injustices and stuff like that, then that is slowly but surely going to wake people to that situation, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me do a couple more of these real quick, and then we'll continue here in the row. Big black man with AIDS with a diamond says, only one answer, make more white babies.
Yeah.
I agree.
We have to do another poll to catch up and see how you boys are doing on that front.
George544 with a Ninja Guinea, thank you, says, when is your store going back up? I like the tan shirt with the red ice logo. Not decided yet. We'll see when that is. But yeah, we got to get some new...
Trying to do that pretty quick.
New merch in, et cetera, and like just try to get everything... Some new designs, some new cool stuff. So it's not tomorrow, but soon, hopefully. Big black man with AIDS again with the diamond says, make Red Ice TV stickers and PVC morale patches. I've been thinking about stickers. You might do something cool, but...
careful, you might get arrested these days if the cops catch you putting one of those up. Remember? Was it the Patriotic Front or I forget who it was?
Yeah, they put a sticker up and got arrested.
They put a sticker up and he got arrested. And they did this whole photo op, this whole, like, they put him in this outfit. It was like this whole theatrics. We arrested this leader of this white supremacist group and all this. And what was he doing? He was putting up stickers that were saying, don't do drugs. Like, keep your body clean. And they were acting like they caught some white supremacist terrorist from, they foiled some kind of bomb plot or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a photo op,
right,
to get what they needed kind of thing. James Townsend with a diamond says, please send social numbers, my fellow Jedi. Yeah, I'm sure they will. Thank you. Lady Zoller with a diamond, thank you, no message. McCooley sends a Ninja Guinea, thank you, no message. And finally here, Neptune, a diamond, Red Ice TV, supported by big black men with AIDS. It's true. Oh, my God. We did McCooley, and then one more came in here. Kiss Kardashian with the diamond. Thoughts on Millie Weaver's arrest today?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, right at the beginning, we covered it. Very strange. I'm not sure what happened. We just have to wait for more information, basically. Is it a setup? Is it intimidation?
Burglary?
Is it bullshit?
They're claiming some kind of theft. Maybe she got access to some kind of information or something that they're trying to get her on.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, quickly, I forgot here. Mark Dice tweeted, is the number of black people celebrating the kid's murder is beyond disturbing, he said. And there was a couple here that said, and it's kind of what you said too, right? You know, it's like, well, maybe he said something bad or whatever.
Maybe the dad used the N-word, so that could justify it.
Yeah.
God, these people.
And but there was more of these. This was just one that Mark Dice tweeted out, but there was more of these where they're just like, you know what, who cares? And it's time we fire back and stuff. And I mean, again, let them, let, and this is my point regards earlier here, Beyond Physique that you mentioned. Let them be responsible for like showing their true colors.
And
here.
They are. They always, I mean? Do. Like, they can't help themselves. It's they're showing
stuff
their
like that. We don't have to do, you know, in that
South
sense,
African kind of
take
vibe.
The, take the high road, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. This is hilarious. Yeah, I thought that was like, is this a joke? Dear men, stop working out. Physical fitness creates a cycle of toxic masculinity that must be eradicated. And they show a white guy.
And look at the website too, though. You see it,
raping.
Cis,
oh, yeah. Practically like, he's just like raping this. It's never a black guy or any non-white masculinity. No Muslims, no Latinos. You know, it's always the white guy. So I'm doubtful this woman who wrote this piece wants an out of shape weakling man. Guaranteed, if she's straight, she's dreaming about some guy with a hard body. Okay, like, oh,
it's,
how
it's
can you possibly
journalist Katie?
Come on,
Katie.
It's also this idea, and I was reading in there that if you're fit, like if you're a man and you're in really good shape, you can't possibly be compassionate or have emotions because it just means you turn into like this machine who just doesn't feel and doesn't have compassion and isn't soft with your children and your wife. It's just ridiculous. Clearly, she doesn't have a man or something. And that men are only working out. Men only work out to be strong because they want to intimidate women. About dominating women. Yeah. But then she goes on to say how women are superior. See, supremacy is what all these people want. They just want to be the ones called supreme, calling the shots.
It's essentially we'll castrate you, we'll forcefully put you on estrogen, we'll make sure that you, it's not allowed, it's against the law to work out and be fit and stuff like that, right?
Well,
that's what they want.
Yeah,
and again,
right wing extremists
for
work
what
out,
reason?
Gym bros,
so that
remember?
They can be the ones, as you say, to dominate.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, we have to chemically make sure that these people are subjected in some way so that we can take
all
the
about control.
Upper hand,
and it's always just hitting white, straight white men and their masculinity. They want them to be weak and feminized betas who just do what they told, like you said. And there's always like these Antifa types. Look at them. They clearly don't work out. They're like these limp-wristed weaklings, you know.
And like this line here, women are on average intellectually
superior
to men. Right?
Yeah. No, that is not true. That is just not true.
I don't know where you come from here, but yeah.
That's not true.
Listen to this. One of the main, I just want to read a little bit here and then we'll move on. One of the main tactics used by those in power of a male-driven society is the exploitation of physical strength. Like I said, again.
It's always a competition.
This is why they're doing, it's a rebellion against nature.
Yeah.
Like, or against God, stronger. If you prefer that term, because I'm talking about the same force here, the way that things are, right? It's like for a reason, right? Western
it's
governments
always that. Yeah,
use propaganda to perpetrate the narrative that men must work out and maintain a level of physical
well, first of all, they don't
if
do
they
that
want
anymore.
To be respected in society,
they don't
society.
Do that anymore. Now they're praising all this like trans and betas and soy and attacking, you know, guys who work out as being right-wing extremists and all this stuff. So that's not even true. She has a super cringe ending where she addresses the woke males. Attention to you woke males out there. Your job is to tell other men to stop working out because it's sexist. Who buys this crap?
But it's also like, You will literally be healthier, live longer. You'll feel better.
Women dig it. Sorry, lady. I don't know what planet you live on. Jeez.
This belief was created purposefully as a way to ensure that the patriarchal agenda lives on by continuing to force women into submission via intimidation. There's another interesting factor here, which is of course, what would happen to a society if she got her way, right? When they entered into, let's say, a war, or there was a conflict, or even let's say that they managed to impose it on the entire human family, meaning all men globally, and some aliens showed up and like start kicking ass. It would be like everybody would like be hunkering like women in the corner, and would be run over. But then you realize the reason why they back up the establishment, these people. The reason why this is their methodology right now and why they promote this kind of stuff is we're also living in an era when the elite wants this subjugation. Yeah. They want to be able to control everybody, no opposition, no one's
lots
pushing
of chemicals,
back, no one's fighting
emasculated,
back, you know.
Numb, exactly. And then furthermore, what about survival? We wouldn't have been here if there weren't strong men who couldn't go lift things and start fires and chop trees and hunt and carry a heavy animal. Like, We wouldn't exist.
She literally is making the equation of dogs that are neutered. Last paragraph I want to say. Look at this here. I mean, this is the only conclusion you can draw. Study. I don't know if the,
she must hate men. She must just be
maybe this
chicks.
Is a troll. Maybe I'm over. It was like, haha, that's a funny joke kind of thing. Maybe that. Studies have shown that signs of aggression in male dogs decreased exponentially following castration. Yeah, you don't say. Dr. Nicholas Dodman.
I know, we'll cut
veterinarian
their balls off.
And behavior specialist says neutering your male dog and the dog neutering your male dog has valuable behavior benefits. It can minimize numerous unwanted behaviors, prevent frustrations, and improve quality of life.
Well, we can flip all this on her and like giving her a hysterectomy so she won't be so hysterical and nutty all the time for all her estrogen flying around.
Basically, lower their testosterone, make them weak, make them dependent, make them not fight back, and then the government can take over everything but do it in our favor. So the way
But then this woman will love force. She wants men that are strong when they come arrest these guys who are like working out. Yeah. Then they can be strong. I mean, liberal women are nutters.
It's probably a troll. It's got to be a troll, right? Sisthis.com?
I can't even tell anymore.
I can. Journalist Katie with like the trans flag behind her and stuff. Fledgling with a diamond says, thank you guys for all your hard work. Thank you for your support and thank you for being here. Head of Art again with a diamond says, did you see Kosher British Lives Matter appearance? Yeah, we covered it. Was it the last? No, we mentioned it quickly in the Weekend Warrior show last time. Yes, we did. Great job by Laura. It was great seeing that. He ended up like
hiding
all the comments.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
He still think he won the debate and whatever. Like, he denied like the existence of British white people.
English
like,
people don't exist, but anyone could be English.
It's a crazy. Yeah, a good. That was great. We linked up the. Actually, that must be gone now then because he flagged videos and removed them. There was a supercut that we uploaded to redeyes.tv.
Because he's embarrassed.
Or posted, I should say. Crazy. Jay Barrick with a diamond says, good night, y'all. Always great to see you guys. Well, thank you. Good night to you. Thank you for stopping by. Postal Seek again with a diamond says, less time punching right, more time training. Well, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Exactly. Totally agree. Last Red Squirrels with a Ninjagini. Thank you. No message. Homeland with a diamond says, great show as always. Thank you. Prince of Cloverdale with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the support. Our men need to be stronger than our enemies. We need to be more vocal. At a minimum, we need to be more vocal. At a minimum, yep, agree. Had Rod with the diamond says anyone can be British, no Indigenous Brits. Message, yep. That was basically like it was basically like we just need to be proud of the British flag and the anthem, and then it's like, but we can replace all these people, and then it ended up. But what is it then?
Some guy from Mozambique cares about what it
came
is to be
and,
English.
And like the most basic arguments, like if I was born in China, would I be Chinese?
He would not answer.
What are you talking about?
Like, it has everything to do with
about
the
Africa.
Conversation.
And it's like, well, it's a comparison. It's a similar situation.
My dad
maybe.
Was born in China, folks. And
clearly,
no one
Chinese.
Calls him Chinese.
Right, exactly. it was incredible. I mean, it was so dumb. It was just, Higgs Boson with the diamond says, this article makes me want to work out even more. Well, there you go. Good,
exactly.
Good. I'm glad
me
I influenced you. Yep.
Get back into some Pilates.
Spencer the first with the diamond says, Red Ice is awesome. Henrik, do call-ins already. Yeah, we will. We'll get to
what
that.
What the heck, man?
I know. We're lagging. We'll do a call-in show, a specific, allocated day for that. Thank you, Spencer. Always good to have your... Wolfen, 1913, says, men don't work out equals shut up, bitch. Pose physique with a diamond. Says, 1/4 of an inch, I think it is, or 1/4. No man has to, or 1 of 4. So, all right, let me do it again. 1 of 4. No, I thought it was, I saw the symbol for inch after, so I thought it was like, oh, he's describing some kind of measurement here. no man has the right to be amateur in the matter of physical training. It's a shame for a man to grow old without seeing the beauty and strength of which his body is capable. Socrates
exactly.
said that. Thank you. That was a beautiful quote, Post-Physique. Excellent. Thank you. Max Headroom with a diamond says, awesome work. Love you guys. Love you too, Matt. Thank you. All right. What do we have next?
So there's
here?
A school district in Chicago that's reopening, but they're taking these special measures because, COVID. So they're reimagining education by only allowing Black and Brown students to get priority placement for in-person learning, as there are only a certain number of spots, right, to which none will go to white kids, probably for the best, so they don't have to endure this anti-white hostility and racism. Latarsha Green, the deputy, Latarsha, yes, I said it right. Latarsha Green, the deputy superintendent, said the following categories of students are a priority. Students receiving free or reduced lunch, black and brown students, students who received incomplete or less than 50% on their report cards, emerging bilinguals, and students with IEPs. There are also other categories in relation to students who aren't performing according to reading or math grade level expectations. So basically, since white kids tend to, an Asian, tend to do better on average, only because of better education and racism, of course. That's the only reason why white kids excel. So the school will now use racism against white kids so that non-whites will do better, right? Mm. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see how well they do. And I say, if you have any kids in this school district, get them the hell out.
That's crazy.
Crazy. How is this not blatant anti-white discrimination and racism?
Yeah. And here's that reference we did earlier to the thread here by Christopher F. Rufo. The federal government's premier nuclear research lab hosted a three-day re-education camp for white males with the goal of exposing their, quote, white privilege and deconstructing, quote, white male culture. Here are the leaked documents from the race-segregated, taxpayer-funded session. We're not going to go through it now, but it's Sandia National Laboratory.
Oh my God, it's like a cult when I'm reading through here. They make these guys do these, recite these mantras about how bad they are because they're straight white males, and they have to write letters to people of color and women and recant for their ways and chant together, and it's total re-education cult camp.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy.
Just for white, straight white men.
Did you know, I mean, Sandia is actually a very interesting story there. There's a lot of things that goes on there. That's like, do you know that obviously that the nuclear power, one of the first ones, but you know, responsible for the development of the bomb and stuff like that. But even a guy who worked there, it was his a daughter of a guy who worked at Sandia Laboratories that first came up with the what would you call it? Not theory, but basically the proposition that lockdowns and quarantining healthy populations that we now did under COVID came out of Sandia. It was a guy worked there. Okay. He and his daughter were doing some kind of computer simulations on a little town that they built in some supercomputer
at
Sandia.
That's right. I remember.
And then they ran those, you know, kind of stuff. But Sandia has the point is Sandia has had their fingers in a lot of different pies over the years, a lot of interesting things there. I'm not surprised that it's happening here, that the whole thing needs to be like, basically, they you know, these systems are from the outside seen as upholders of white supremacy, and the, you know, they're, whether it's weapons manufacturing or research or science and stuff, and all of it needs to be converted, and that's why they're doing this kind of stuff.
And I think it's interesting too that they think it's straight white male privilege when you would literally be destroyed as a white male when you say it's okay to be white and I don't have any white guilt and I love white people. Yeah. You will be destroyed. You will be fired from your job. Now, I was reading through some of these: heterosexual privilege, male privilege, white privilege, right? I routinely witness and benefit from the many positive white male role models displayed in the media, politics, and entertainment. Where are there any positive white straight male role models anymore? What a joke. That far outweigh the Tim McVeighs and Ted Kaczynskis of white maleness. Like, what the hell is this? Yeah. Wait, listen to this. The need to be right can block learning. Diversity learning is not about being right or wrong. Because 2 + 2 must mean 5 then. Diversity learning is not about being right or wrong. Well, then what is it about? They're saying there is no right or wrong.
Remember, we've talked about that. Relativism, the new, you know, it's all quantum mechanics now. It can be both and everything or nothing at the same time. Nothing means anything. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no true answers. There's no truth. That's the prevailing
male privilege.
Ideology now.
On the job, I am not judged by the attractiveness of my appearance. You can bet a lot of women are judging you based on your appearance.
They're trying to change nature, though.
Heterosexual privilege. I can have pictures of loved ones on my desk and not have to worry about what people will think. Like, in this day and age when literally everyone is celebrating gay everything 24/7, like, are they seriously going to pull this crap out now?
Look at this. The white males, then, at Sandia National Laboratories, they must accept their complicity in the white male system and their role in creating oppressions.
Jeez, like, that's what I'm saying.
You must submit. That's what it's about. Like, no different opinions here. You are guilty. You should feel shame and guilt, and you have to change and transform everything.
Yeah, and you know what those key white male culture characteristics are? Things like rugged individualism, survivor mentality, a can-do attitude, hard work, striving towards success. And they're doing this again. Remember, we just went through this before about what's white culture, and it was all these good things, and they're like, we have to destroy that. Well, they're doing this straight white male culture.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh. Focus and hard work and striving to success, getting things done, individualism. They're actually going to put all this down now.
Last one I guess I could take here too. Well, one of the last ones. Who's leading the struggle sessions? A company called White Men as Full Diversity Partners, WMFDP. This is no joke. Their company is literally called White Men as Full Diversity Partners.
Oh my gosh.
And they specialize in confronting those who, quote, typically hold all the power, namely white males.
They have this whole list when you go down there. These things they have to recant and apologize for in front of everyone. When you go through, when you look at it, it literally is a cult. It is a brainwashing cult.
Yeah.
And I can't believe these men are sitting there and putting up. I mean, certainly something inside, if they're alive, has got to be completely irritated and all the alarms are going off inside like, ah, you know. Know that this is wrong.
Sent you. I put the link there in chat, guys, and in the show afterwards, I'll put it down below the description text or something like that. I put it in the chat again. That's the link to the tweet that has the link to the full actual documents from Sandia National Laboratories.
Amazing.
Check that out. Dig into it. I don't know how
every
long
week
it is.
These are coming out.
And this guy does a lot of good work like this, and he just shows different government factions doing it. I should follow
every
this
week.
Guy,
this guy is leaking it. Yeah, in different aspects of the government.
Yeah.
And other orgs where they're doing these kinds of re-education camp seminars, brainwashing straight white men in particular. It's mind blowing.
So I'm just thinking here too. Craziness here, right? UK Cathedral Choir asked for being too white, not diverse enough. We don't have to go into the details of it, right? But these kinds of things have kept coming.
Okay, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, African voodoos, you know, they can be ethnically, racially homogenous because it's their beautiful culture, bigot. But white people, Christians, oh my God, we need to dismantle Christianity. It's too white.
I'm thinking we might have to save the Inside the Boogaloo. Video.
Oh yeah, there's so much more.
It's like 10 minutes long. We don't have time for it.
2 hours
crazy.
In.
We're 2 hours in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start wrapping up here. This is crazy. But we do have a bunch of stuff here, and we kind of wanted to save some because tomorrow we're doing a kind of a shorter, more condensed Weekend Warrior show. And the reason for that is we're going to actually take about a week and 2 days off. We have some other things we got to tend to. So, but we do have, next up is Weekend Warrior. And then after that, we'll be back. In about 10 days or so, and we'll hit the Flashback Friday following, next Friday, but the following we'll
That's
be back,
right.
Probably before that, because we do have a couple of shorter videos that we want to get out as well, but Weekend Warriors up next, and then after that, a little bit off, tend to some stuff, important stuff we want to take care of, but then we'll be back with vengeance. We have your, I wanted to try
I
to
have
get
two
your,
videos out there.
The sisters in the response, the sisters in
lies.
Lies,
I keep calling it that, sisters in hate.
That's probably the title on it. I'll see if I can get that up here real quick, because it's not going to be too many bells and whistles in it, just kind of statement-wise, you know, just get it up. So hopefully I can get that up here before Sunday. But yeah, so Saturday, Weekend Warrior, probably late Saturday, possibly early Sunday. And then after that, we'll be gone for a little bit. So thank you for having for letting us take some days off, because we need it, and tend to some other things, spend some time with family and stuff like that. It's important, but as I said, then we'll be back with vengeance. And this, I just show you the title, so at least you guys know what was up with the title of today's show. Inside the Boogaloo.
Looks like a big Fed project here.
This is crazy, and we'll have to play this then tomorrow in the Weekend Warrior show and save it for that. But it was ABC News released a video called Inside the Boogaloos. It was just like, what, really? Like
not
this, the glow the glows in the dark shit here is just incredible. Extremist movement makes its presence known at demonstrations. So we'll watch this and break it down because it was kind of funny, actually.
And it's always like that, the Fed that comes and brings mainstream media, hey, look at all my guns, and like posing with their guns and stuff, you know?
ABC News also had that. Yeah, the Heim, where like they got him like hiling and stuff.
Yeah,
and like, wait, what is, like, no, something, this is can't be real, right?
And now he's a communist. Now he's a,
All right, so anyway, we'll dive into that, Boogaloos, and much more. A lot of other stories, actually, to talk about. The unrest in Chicago, I want to show some of that. All the Seattle,
Even
the
my
Portland
hometown, Bend,
Bend,
Oregon, yeah, where I'm stuff. From, stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How there was a new law, well, social media enforces this first, right? Facebook ended up complying, but you can't criticize Israel now. You cannot criticize Israel before,
but now it's more hardcore.
Yeah, and Facebook ended up folding to that. There was an definition that was lobbied that Facebook would take. And first, of course, they used terms like, well, this is to fight anti-Semitism. But then you realize, wait a minute, you're saying that criticizing Israel is just, it's like against the law now then? You can't even criticize a country?
Another country that gets billions in foreign aid from taxpayers?
Yeah. It's incredible, right? But they're pushing this shit. It's incredible. So we'll cover that and a bunch of other stuff too. But yeah, so that's really that. Let's take the last few super chats here, guys, and then we have to start wrapping up. We have actually Entropy. Let me go over there. Sorry
if I missed
that. Cuck free
zone, I think, right?
Was that
a cuck free zone?
Yes. Let me do. Did you see them there? Did you have them? Do you
let me
take
see. Him? White flight is a virtuous act of self-defense, and we should not be shamed into apologizing for it. Note that we are supposed to feel compassion for refugees that flee the Middle East, but we are shamed for white flight. The only common denominator is anti-whiteism. No, you shouldn't be ashamed to go flee and live with other like-minded folks, especially with these rapid demographic shifts and political changes.
Yeah.
No, go and claim your space now with other like-minded people.
Yeah, now is the time to do it, for
Mortgage
sure.
Mortgage rates are low. Get in there. If you want that.
Yep, that's right. Thank you, Cuckfreezone. Appreciate that very much. Thank you for your donation over there. And Der Cherusker with 5 euros says, hail to you, Henrik and Lana. Der Kampf geht weiter. The struggle continues,
yes, it
I believe
does.
that means in a language which I'm sure is going to be banned soon here, right? Anyway, thank you.
Just hearing it makes me think of Nazis.
Let me put another, what do we have in the chest? We have about 1,100. Let me put another 1,100 in there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the chest here in a little bit. Let me do these though. Max Headroom with the diamond says, awesome work. Love you guys. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Very nice to have you here. James Townsend with the diamond says, our tax dollars are paying for this camp. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Pulse Physique with a diamond says, I'm glad to be born on interesting times. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, defining moment
time.
In time.
Yes, it is. It's a pivotal time
in terms of
what
direction this is going to go and how this is going to play out. I agree with you.
Especially
I feel,
for our tribe, our people.
I won't use the word privileged, but I feel honored to be part of a time like this when we can fight back and we can engage in something which truly really means something. It goes to the very core. It's an existential question.
We're gonna have some juicy conversations with the grandkids, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's right. And you should never say, well, I didn't do anything. I just stood on the sidelines and just kept my mouth shut kind of thing, right? And I'm not saying that everybody should, you know, speak up or talk to yourself or whatever, but
in the way that you can to make it count
the most.
Yeah,
the way that you can, or talk with people around you, or try to wake people up. And again, if you aren't in a situation, of course, too, to do those things, then support the people that do, and so many of you guys are. So thank you for that, by the way, and enabling us to continue to be here, try to spread
like
the good word that it's okay to be white, right?
We need some heavy hitters out there to say, hey, I will help I will help finance building your studio, and we can build a nice big studio.
Yeah, exactly. If there's some wealthy people, some people that have made tons of money on Link or Bitcoin or something like that, Chainlink, it's like, we're open for proposals. We would insert it into a new studio space and stuff, and you know, really do things from the ground up. And of course, you know, there's a lot of people out there. Maybe they will understand the significance of having a media outlet that's there to, you know, to fight back, essentially. It's like we're being out-dominated by mainstream media, and then you have a whole layer of, like,
people trying to shut you down.
Pseudo-mainstream, which is underneath. It's many of the outlets that we mentioned before. The Young Turks and Vice and BuzzFeed News. That just, like, project the same message out, just even worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And there isn't really anything on our side of things which competes on that level kind of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Anyway, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. A couple more here, I think. Where were we? Post Physique again with the diamonds. Yeah, no, that was a comment there. Thank you, Post Physique. North Fork with a diamond says, thank you, Henrik and Lana, for a great stream. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. The Last Red Squirrels with a diamond. Good night, Red Ice. Well, thank you. Good night, sir, if you're joining us late. Prince of Cloverdale with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Says, we all need to move to Montana or New Hampshire or somewhere and form defensible homogenous communities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll claim a few. I was thinking five, but maybe we should be.
Should we do a kind of a test? A test poll. We could do it on Entropy stream next stream.
Yeah.
And do like we can
narrow each, it down. We'll provide a list of ones that I know are the hot ones.
And then we
right
can
now.
Have a narrowing list, and we can have like maybe a top five or something like that in different locations or something, different sections. That could be fun. We'll do that next stream. That's a good idea. Thank you, Prince of Cloverdale. Appreciate that. Nordic Prince with the diamond still with you, working on things wise. Well, thank you. Still with you, working on things wise. Okay, well, thank you, Nordic Prince. Appreciate that. And stuff like that with a diamond. Let's support vaccination for the non-privileged? Question mark. Decoder with a Ninjagini.
They should take two shots of COVID.
Of COVID,
the COVID vaccine.
The COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish that upon anybody, frankly. It's
The big advocates, you know,
the madness.
Okay,
mRNA.
Let's see. Let's see.
Yeah. Those who've been pushing it, those who are pushing it on everyone else, should be the first ones to line
of
up.
Of course.
I think Bill Gates is going to do that. I doubt it. Decoder with a Ninjagini says, "Good job." Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Anyone? Any others there? Okay. Let me open the chest, boys and girls, on DLive. DLive.tv/RedIceTV. We'll hang on here until. We see the five lucky winners. So much more coming up. Check out redicemembers.com, of course. Thank you to all the members out there. Special shout out to you guys, and thank you for your support. Thank you for enabling us to continue. Thank you for all the super chats and everyone else who sent us letters, whether it's snail mail or email. Thank you for donations and all that stuff. Love you guys. Thank you so much for letting us do this. All right.
Yes.
All right, so you should be able to see the rewards, and we have a top five list right here. So we have 2,300 lemons distributed. Thank you guys for your magnificent support here today. Really appreciate it. Mr. Noseberg, number one. Of course, Mr. Noseberg's number one. Thank you. Odin Allfather, number two. Black Philip, number three. Dixon Uranus, number four. I see him or her on that list very often, so thank you for your support. And Angry Goy, number five. All right, there we go. So, anything else, Lana? Wanna?
I think that's it for now.
Yeah, thank you guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you for joining us today. Always a pleasure. We'll be back, of course, then, as we said, with Weekend Warrior, possibly late tomorrow or earlier on Sunday, and then a few days off. We'll put something on the website to it again to remind people. And if you do see anybody that checks in and says, "Hey, where's the hell of the show today?" You just tell them we'll be back very shortly here with much more. All right, boys and girls. See you all soon.
Have a good night.
Take care. Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.